Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the bad boy.
Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Scramblers race, with the racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button, and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host is going to be Mississippi Joe. How are you?
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How has your week been?
Lady, I'm blessed. As usual, ain't nothing changed but the weather. I'm just dealing and fighting this old silence. But other than that, it's cool.
Well, good. I'm glad to have you on the show this week.
Yeah, I've been missing you.
Really?
Yes, I am.
I've missed you too, darling.
Oh, girl, let's go on to the show now. We can't expose expose this kind of stuff. So let's move it, let's move right along, okay, baby?
All righty.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Grudging Talk. Grudge Talk with Mississippi Joe. You all excuse me tonight. I'm a little hoarse. My sinus bothered me a little bit. But nevertheless, can't keep a soldier down. So we're going to keep this thing moving right along. First of all, y'all know how I do it. I give the big man all the glory and all the praise. So at this point in time, we're going to take a moment of silence to give him the thanks, the praise, and the glory. So at this time, a moment of silence, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back along. Lady A.
Yes.
How you doing?
Wonderful.
All right, I just want to let you know that you were missed, as always. Still want to appreciate you for doing your thing and holding me down and holding this Grudging thing down, and because you do such a terrific job. Is there anything you would like to say, sweetheart?
I say thank you, and again, I'm happy to have you back.
Okay. I'm happy to be back with you. You hear me?
I do. Okay.
Okay. So I got a good show for you tonight, I guess. I'm kind of out of rhythm, lady. So, you know, just bear with me, everybody out there in Grudge World. We're going to get this thing started. And it goes a little something like this. We got upcoming events, which will be Big Clock, Gadget, and Grudge Inc. in Lima, Mississippi, ladies and gentlemen. I really don't have to say a lot about that because it's really speaking for itself right now. This thing is huge, bigger than ever. So I'm just going to be short and sweet with that because I'm going to come back to it later on and make a big summary out of it. Okay, we got my man Downtown Ronnie Brown, February 16th, right out to Georgia. G-Body Gone Wild, 28 Gone Wild, whatever it is, Ronnie Brown going to do it. The only way Ronnie Brown do it, let's do it right. If it's a payout, it's going to be all of it. If it's not, nothing but two cars. So you all, I really like Ronnie Brown personally. I think he's a great guy. And for those of you who don't know Ronnie Brown, y'all need to come on out and check him out. He's a real cool, smooth, laid-back dude. Doing his thing. As y'all young folks say, he's doing his thug fizzle. So y'all come and check him out at South Georgia Motorsports Park, Vidalsa, Georgia, February the 16th. 28 G-Body's Gone Wild. 28's Gone Wild. Everybody going to be out there, all of you who's in the Grudge game. So, you know, I've been talking with a lot of them, and a lot of them tell me that they're going to be huffing and puffing and hanging and playing. Styling and profiling, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you all want to see them, come on down to Mr. Ronnie Brown Race, February the 16th, right out to Georgia, South Georgia Motorsports Park. Also, my main man, Boomer on Wheels. March the 9th, 2013, Louisiana, No Problem Dragway, Grudge Inc. and Boomer on Wheels presents to you the invasion of Louisiana. Now, Louisiana is only about an hour from me, well, the New Orleans side, so I'm there quite often. And I'm telling y'all, these folks has really came out the woodworks, and this thing is really going to be big, real big, going to be exciting. A lot of new faces, a lot of old faces that hadn't been out before. It's really going to be real nice, real nice. So if you all not doing anything March tonight, come check us out. No problem, Raceway. New Orleans, Louisiana. All right, we're moving right along. If I'm missing anybody, well, any upcoming events, and if you want me to share it on my show, text me or get in touch with somebody, and I will be more than happy to share with the Grunge community. All right, moving right along. I've been off the scene for a little while. Been trying to do my thing, get things straight in my life, so things can be more prosperous for me. So, with that being said, I've been wondering what could I talk about tonight. And I know I always could use February 9th because that's the hottest thing going now. It's about like crack. Excuse me now, I'm just being real. It's hot as that. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I hate to be negative, but I'm just telling you how it's going. February 9th is going to be huge. Super huge. So I said, no, I'm not going to talk about that, but I'm going to touch this area a little bit and see what the grudge world think about this. Now, y'all listen to me real good because I want to hear you all's opinion, and y'all's opinion mean a lot to me. What I care and think, it really doesn't matter. I want to hear from you all, regardless if I like it or not, and regardless who likes it or not. I want to hear from you all callers and the people in the Grudge community. I also would like to say hello to my main man, Sleepy. Before I even get started, Sleep, you my man, boy. Faithful. Chill with out of Chicago. All y'all, man, who love this little country boy, and I just want to give y'all a shout-out before the show even gets started. If I'm forgetting somebody, y'all, please get on me when the show starts. I can take criticism also, and I can stand to be put in check every now and then also. So y'all just put me in check if I'm forgetting somebody, which I know I am, so that's why I said when I open these mics up, y'all just get on me. I've been thinking about this, and here lately, on these shows, it's been a lot of cars out of different classes calling other cars out. And I want your opinion. I've been hearing people, the little tire car called damn near pro mods out. I've been hearing people with big tires calling little tires out. And what I want to know, is that good for the game? Now, let me remind you, I might think I know the answers to a lot of these questions, but I want to hear from you all. Because a lot of times we think we might know, but we might not know nothing. You know, when you're thinking, that's all you're doing is thinking. Sometimes you're not right. So I want to know from you all. I also want to know what you all think about a man. It's got big tires, really fat bars, and a car out of another car's class picking on him like he's a bear. Is that good for the game? Is that something that you can run around and beat on your chest on? by messing with somebody who you know can't give you the business no kind of way unless you blow the tires? Is that good for the game? Is that something to huff and puff and jump up and brag about? Is that something to grab your nuts about and hold on to your crotch about? Excuse me. I just want to know. With that being said, I'm going to go straight to the phone lines. Lady, let's go to the phone lines, see what we got going on.
Okay, the kid, your mic is open.
Good evening, Lady A. Good evening, Joe. What's happening, man? This is a kid in Chicago. How you doing?
Hey, Bo, just trying to hold this old thing down, man. Fighting this silence. Little country boy doing the best he can tonight, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Little cold, but we're doing pretty good up here in Chicago. You know, it's gonna get better sooner or later, but you know, we just got to bear with it.
Oh,
but,
yeah, you know what, kid? You
yeah.
know what, kid? Now, I'm going to tell you something about this old country boy. Now, I was taught that sometimes it's good to get so far down. Because when you get so far down, only thing you can do is what? Look up.
Exactly.
So, you know, sometimes that's good for us. It humbles us. So, like you said, it will get greater later. Now, go ahead and talk to me, kid.
All right. Yeah, I was just saying, I don't think it's, you know, it's good for the game, you know, for a person that, it's something like a bully, you know, you picking on a guy that's not your caliber of racer and you want to down him and can on, you know, I don't really think it's, you know, it's good for the game at all.
You don't think so, kid?
No.
So you a caller person? So let me make sure I understand you, though, kid. I'm not trying to overtalk you. As always, I'm going to give you your time to talk. But you think that type of person is a bully?
Yes, I do.
But what if those two cars might be somewhere in the same number range for us when it comes to running the number?
Yeah, that could be true, but you know, like I said, it's hard for a small block to whoop a big block. You know, it's kind of hard, but you know, you have your points. You know, where small blocks can whoop big blocks, but I figure, you know, if you got a big block, you should, you know, try to run somebody else with a big block. Hello?
Kid, I'm here. I mean, I hit mute accidentally. I'm sorry. But
oh, okay.
I also, kid, want to ask you another question.
Yeah.
You've answered my first question. I want you to give me one of your old school favorite grudge races that you used to admire before you started racing or when you was coming up and watching racing. Somebody
well,
who you think had a swag and dominated the game way back.
Well, we've had quite a few guys here in Chicago.
Well,
you know.
Name me one. If
okay.
It's too good, I'll let you get away with two.
Okay. Well, I can't say what guy we had around here was, his name was Country. He was a good racer. And another guy we had around was O.C. Trice. He was a good racer here in Chicago. So it was a couple of them, quite a few of them, but that's two of them right off the bat.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Mountain Dew?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, he's an old-school grudge racer from Chicago that I know of.
If I see him, I probably would know who you're talking about, Joe. You know, it's so many here, you know.
Okay. Well, kid, is there anything else you want to say, man?
No, I'll just sit back and listen to the rest of the show there, Joe.
Well, man, we're going to try to get this thing going and have a good show tonight and get it crunked up a little bit. And I hope we all can learn something tonight, and I hope this show be informative.
Right. I do, too.
And, kid, thank you for coming on, okay?
All right, Joe.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling, lady. We're going to keep this thing moving just like we rolling all the way to California, baby.
Larry, your mic is open.
Larry, what's up, Bo? Chris. Wake up, Larry.
I
Lady,
we're going
to come get back with him.
Larry? He normally has to come off mute. Okay, we'll go to caller 7080482. Your mic is open.
Hey, Lady Hey, what's up, Joe?
Hey, what's happening?
Yo, what up, man? This Chuck out of Chicago, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, how
what's
you
happening,
doing,
Joe?
What's up? What's up, kid? Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Man, I think it's real good for the Grudge game.
Now, why do you think
you know
so? I want to hear.
Well, the same thing, right? I got two cars. I got a full chassis car, and I got a stock suspension car.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know how it is. I mean, it's a little different up north than what it is in the south, man. We run ET, man. If I think I can whoop you, I'm going to get down on that ass. It's just that simple, you know?
Hey, makes all sense
everybody
in the world to me. That's why we all have our own opinions, you know?
You know? Everybody that got a back half or a chassis car, they ain't got no big mountain motors in. You know, they just trying to get away. You know, what's the difference if both cars run an 850? Why not try?
Chubb, you got a very good point now.
Man, why not? You know, it ain't right now in the last past 5-6 years. Ain't no such thing as big tire versus little tire or back half versus stock suspension. If we think we can whoop you, we going to whoop you.
Chuck, you got a good point, man. I appreciate you hitting that one button, man, giving me your opinion. Also,
yeah.
I would like for you to name one of your favorite bad grudge races when you were coming up that you watched and analyzed.
I don't even know if you remember them, Joe, but back in the 70s, we had a guy named Blue right off 87th Street.
You
the one that brought off. His name is Blue. And
okay.
They used to run them big body Buicks.
Mm-hmm.
And he the one that got all us, me, Keith, Donye, all us started. You know what I'm saying? And, he was a bad man, you know?
He was bad, Humbo.
Oh, yes, sir. Running that Shrine Mile, yes, sir.
Okay. But, Chuck, man, thanks for calling in, man. We glad to have you sit back and enjoy the ride, okay, partner?
All right. How you feeling, man?
Man, everybody good, man. Glory be to God,
Hey, Joe, you know
yes,
what
sir.
Chuck you talking to, right? You know what Chuck you talking to, right?
Not right offhand.
I'm going to tell you from Julian. When y'all was up here.
Yeah, we went to the same school.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Joe.
Yes.
Okay, man.
Yeah, so you can put the face with the talk. Yeah.
Okay, then.
All right, I'm going to mute my mic.
Okay, thank you, boss. Moving right along,
all
right,
lady.
Vanessa, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
Red Hot, what's going on? What's going on, Cap? You all right?
I was just supporting your show, Joe. I'd sit there listening, man.
What do you think about my topic?
I think it's a good topic, Joe. And I think we being from right here together, I think a lot of us, man, when we have an idea that we can run somebody, we never really paid a whole lot of attention to what they had. We kept working on our cars and trying to get our cars where we can run the people we wanted to run. Some went to tube chassis, some went to big blocks. But I think if you remember, Joe, I was the only guy around here that I can remember that I was battling nothing but big blocks when I started out with that car I got. And I had a small block. I won some and I lost some.
That is correct, because I remember me telling you, I always got on you and told you to get rid of that small block. And I said, if you ever get to a big block, you're going to throw away that small block.
You told me I'd throw the parts away that I got left on the small block, and I did that. But it depends on the person. Now, this is my feeling about it. It depends on the person as a racer. Some people, I say use as a crutch, but some people got their reasons. You know, if they don't really know what a person's doing and they're not really into trying to grudge race all the time, they look for a reason not to race. There's nothing wrong with a person saying, I can't run you, I can't beat you, in my opinion. When you know you can't beat a man and you tell him, it's just nothing else you can do.
Right, but, and then you're right, Sylvester. And then that way that keeps them from jugging at you all the time because you done told them you don't want them problems. So he can't keep continue to jug at you. If you don't give a man no answer, he got the right to keep jugging at you.
Right. And also, you know, I just think, now, if it's somebody you don't know, you're going to try to weigh that car. As, you know, you're going to try to check everything out on the car. And if there's something you think he's got you outweighed by, outmatched by, well, you're going to, of course, use that as a way not to race because you're not sure. Nobody, man, people don't need to fool themselves. Nobody's out here trying to give their money away. Nobody. A man's got to feel like he's got a chance. And if he don't know a car, he's going to want a car. If he want to hold up in the grudge game when he's on this phone, he want a car that he feels looks more like him. Dewey's got a way not to race. But you know like I know, man, when you know a person or you know that vehicle, all you're trying to do is figure out a way to where you feel like you got a fighting chance. So to answer your question, running a car that's got small tires, you and I both know. And I'm just going to give you an example because to answer a question that you've been asking everybody, who you look up to, what I'll say is you, man, for me. You were the first one I knew that raced. That's how we ran here together. I only been racing about 10 years. When you had Gangsta Boo, you were the first one I ever knew about racing. And I knew the car was fast, you know. So I said all that to say this right here, man. You find people that you can run. And we never worried about so much what tie. And back when you were running, I can tell you this. You may have changed now. You didn't give a damn about what they had on if you thought you could whoop them, Joe. Now,
no,
I remember
right.
That about you. Yeah.
No, you're right. You can beat.
Yeah. But now, if it was somebody that, if it's somebody you don't know, you just got away that kind of stuff. Nobody wants to be a fool. Nobody wants to throw their money away. Yeah.
Hey, 100. Hey, man, I appreciate all of y'all because y'all got some good answers and some good statements. All of y'all make sense. All of y'all. And I appreciate y'all cooperating and participating on the show because if it wasn't for you all, it wouldn't be no show.
No, I'm going to mute and listen to the show, man. I got to go.
All right, good feedback, Red Hot. Good feedback. Glad to
all
hear
right.
you. Okay, moving right along, lady.
Call us 601-4596. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Gangsta Joe?
Hey, what's happening, Bo?
Hey, this is Slick, man. What's going on?
Who's this?
It's Slick, man.
Slick, what's up, Bo?
What's going on, bud?
Oh, man, it's hard, but it's fair. It's okay to talk, boy.
Man, I was just sitting there listening to the show. I was going to put my little comment in on it.
Yeah, you got the flow, partner.
Yeah, see, what I was saying, you know, I look at grudge race totally different than I do a class race. When you class race, that means you in certain cars that you're racing, like 28-inch tires, 29-inch tires, 10.5W. When you grudge race, it shouldn't even matter if I got a big block, small block, little tires, or big tires. If we grudge racing, that's wrong with the brain. Unless we just sit there and come up to an agreement and say, man, you want to hook your nitrous or you do this or that. But otherwise, when you grudge race, it don't matter about what you got. It don't matter if you got a 4-cylinder. That's a grudge race. We ain't class raising when you grudge race.
Slick,
and
well
then,
said, man. Everybody
then,
got their points, man.
Yeah. And then in the same, and then the other question you asked was, well, who was your favorite or who you had looked up to? I used to always look up to Bullet, man. When I was a little boy, I used to come around, I used to see that dude. I said, man, that's a bad dude. That. I said,
boy,
I
you know
ever
what?
Do.
Slick, I got to interrupt you. I got to interrupt because I did too. He was one of the first ones that I used to look up to until I met Dre.
Man, Bully was the first one. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, I used to always go there. I think it was on, I don't know the name of the street in Jackson. I think it was on it was somewhere by the car wash, and they would decide to get everything locked in or whatever for the race. And I just come up through there and just sit back and just look at him talk trash and talk noise, and then I go to the track and look at him, and Bully just pull the sucker ass off. I said, now that's what I like to be, just like old Bully.
Man, me too. What I liked about old Bully is when he came to the track, him and Earl and them, you never knew what was in that enclosed trailer. Man, they would have some so many
everything.
Different cars.
Everything.
And
all
what I liked about him is he was so cocky, he would get out slinging that curl. You remember that, Slick?
That Joe did. And the only thing, you never would know what kind of beard he had. The only thing you know, whatever it was, it was going to be bad.
You ain't lying now. You ain't lying.
That's who I looked up to. But I'm just sitting back, Joe, just listening at the show, man. And I'm going to put my phone on me, and I'm going to sit back and just listen at the show, bud.
Hey, man, thanks for participating, okay, Cat?
Okay.
All right. Next call, lady.
Oz, your mic is open.
Hello.
Mic is open.
Moving right along, lady.
Okay, call us 773-3969. Your mic is open.
Yeah, how you doing, Joe?
Hey, what's happening, partner?
Hey, man, yeah, I really never speak, man. My name Big Perm. I'm from the East Side. I'm an East Side Strangler, man. And I knew James Morton, a.k.a. Mountain Dew, one of the baddest men alive.
Okay, that's you knew Mountain Dew, huh?
I knew James Morton, a.k.a. Mountain Dew.
Okay, yeah, he was a bad boy.
Ooh, that was a bad man. He raised me, man. I grew up two blocks from him. I was in that garage every day.
Straight from the shack.
You already know. You got to know I'm from South Chicago Avenue if you know I'm a new Mountain Dew.
You already know.
Ooh, man, that was a bad man. Hey, and he didn't believe in those nitrous. He was an all-motor man.
All-motor man, wasn't he? Yep, you know it.
All-motor man, hey. All-motor man, he believed. Hey, you know Sherman Rough Racing?
No, I didn't know him.
This one, that's his protege, man, out of Chicago. You watch that boy when I tell you, you watch him. This is his son. This is who he gave all his tricks of the trade to. We a motor man right now. His name's Sherman. Rough Racer. Watch him, man.
Okay.
He's a motor man. This is his protege. This is who he gave every skill and trick of the trade he knew to.
Okay, well, I'm going to look forward to meeting him.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to tell him you mentioned that name because he's going to definitely want to know who you are.
Well, a lot of people don't know I was raised in Chicago when my dad lived up there all his life. So I used to come up there every summer, you know. And then I moved up there when I was 17, started living up there for seven years. So, you know, I used to be up there sometime visiting at my grandma's house. Drag would come pick me up. When y'all would be racing out there on Doty, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
okay.
I know a lot about that city. That's really my city.
I know that's right. Okay. That's a connection. That's good to know, man. But it's a bunch of guys off that probably speak up, man. That off the East Side of New Mountain Dew, he was a good cattle, man.
And I also know that everybody used to meet up at the White Castles over on Stony Island.
Oh, yeah, right there on South Chicago. Stony Island, South Chicago.
See, I know a lot, man.
Sure did, man. You sure do.
So,
you know
I only talk about stuff that I know about.
But you know, like, his, you know, most of the races in Chicago, we was about that ET. We don't be about what size tires you got on and all that too much. That really started just moving this way because we, a lot of us been moving that way, so that started moving this way, you know what I mean? But most of the time, we back in two years back, you know, it wasn't all about what size tire you had and if you had bars on your car and all that. It was all about could you make it at the end of, could you make it to that 13-21st?
Hey, man, well said. Well said. Boy, y'all coming on with some good statements tonight. All of them make a lot of sense. I have to give everybody an 8. Is there anything else you would like to say, partner?
I'm just going to go back on mute, man. Y'all have a good show, man.
Hey, man, we glad to have you, partner. Moving right along,
I was glad to
lady.
Hear that name, man. I was glad to hear
okay,
that name,
partner.
Man. I just hadn't heard that name in a while.
Okay.
Leon, your mic is open.
Okay, thank you. Hey, what's happening, Joe? What's happening, fellas?
Leaking Leon, my main man. What's up, Bo?
What's going on? Hey, Joe.
Tell me about this thing, Bo.
Hey, you know what? I heard you earlier when you said you want to figure out what you should talk about tonight. You know, since I've been listening to these talk shows, I like listening to them, but you know what you should have said, talked about tonight?
Talk to me, Leon.
Brothers with an attitude. Why brothers get so upset and get bent out of shape on the talk show because we talk about racing and doing this to each other? And they get to the point where they fall out with each other at the end of the night.
Well, Leon,
that should have been a talk of the night. Brothers with an attitude.
Well, Leon, I'm gonna speak on that since you wonder why I won't talk about that anymore. Because Leon, I discovered that we all are men, and regardless how much I like it or you like it, or regardless how much I don't like it or you don't like it, we're gonna do what we wanna do. So. Therefore, and let's not forget that we all are human. Even when we have good intentions, sometimes we slip. So, therefore, I'm going to leave all that alone. If a man is a mature grown man now, and if he's 25 years old or older, and he don't have any idea when he's making an ass out of himself or he's belittling himself, then it's not for me to tell him. I'm going to worry about Joe and Joe's family and my friends. Now, my friends, I will call them privately or personal and talk to them and with all due respect the way that I would want to be talked to. And then if they tell me the kids say, you know what, then I'm through with that, you know? I mean, that's just the way it goes, Leon.
Yeah. But, you know, you said something real good there, but you know what? While we can go to the NHI Nationals, one of them ADIL races, we just as straight as hell. It ain't like that. But we get together, we get on these phones, and we know each other, and sometimes one get bent out of shape in the other one. And it's all about the shoulder.
Well, let me tell you why, Leon. What you got to realize, these shows are going to expose all the imposters. Everybody wants limelight. Everybody wants to be noticed. But see, it's something that comes along with that territory. And what comes along with that is you have to race.
Right.
Just talk about racing. You got to put in work. And so a lot of people are getting exposed on these shows, and then they're going to bring up personal things, which we all should leave at the house or wherever it may be. Leave it there. Let it lay. But we can't do that when we get up caught up in our feelings. You know, if you've been listening to these shows, I've been called everything but a child of God, and I'm still pressing my way, moving right along.
Right.
One thing I learned, Leon, I'm going to tell you a story my uncle told me one time. I had this girl, that I liked when I was in Mississippi, when I was living in Chicago. But when I come home to visit, me and her made an agreement that I wouldn't see nobody else and she wouldn't see nobody else while I was there. So I broke that agreement and messed around with another girl. And it got back to her. So I was talking to my uncle about it because, you know, when things are bothering us, we go to somebody who we respect and appreciate their opinion and talk to them about it. So I was talking to my uncle and I was telling him what had happened. Okay. And he listened. And after he got through listening to me, he looked at me and he said, "Son, if you mess with trash, it'll get in your eye."
Yeah, that's true.
And I, hey, man, I couldn't do nothing but go somewhere and sit down and moan a little bit to myself, you know, in sorrow, you know. So that's
yeah.
what I'm saying, Leon. And that's how it is, man.
Yeah. I guess you got a point there, but other than all good and dandy, all I can say, I'm waiting on February 9th. Down on somebody's ass, I'm going.
Leon, I also want to give you big props, man, for putting in work. How many races you got locked up, partner?
I got two races locked up.
Hey, man, big props to you. And whether you win or lose, I'm going to give you your props on my show because you bring in action. And a lot of people don't realize that's what it's all about. No, we not trying to lose when we get these races. We trying to win, but it don't always work out the way we want it to. Do it, Leon.
No, it don't. You're going to win,
so
you're going to lose, son.
Right. So I just want to give you big props. All right, partner? Anything
all right.
else you want to say, though, Leon?
No, I see y'all on the 9th.
Hey, man, hopefully I'll see you Friday night in Jackson when we meet up. At Chili's RFB, wherever Big Clark said we meeting up at.
We're going to be somewhere. As long as the weather good, I'm going to be good.
All I know is Big Clark ass better be on the line or something. He ain't text me. He might have text me. Let me look at my text because I want him to hit the goddamn one button so he can tell everybody what's going on.
He ain't too far. He got to keep going with that. I guarantee you he ain't too far.
Okay. All right, Leon. I'm glad to have you as always, Father. You know that,
okay.
right?
Okay. I'm going back on mute. I'm listening, though.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Leakin Leon.
Hey,
right
Joe.
Along, lady. Do your thing,
hey,
baby.
Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, when I get down, when I turn that wind at W, when I leave out of Lena, I'm going to be able to kick some ass, okay? We're going to change that Leakin Leon to Leon can leak that, get that ass when he wants to.
Okay, Leakin. That's the way that sounds, Leon. And you got to admit, I can say it pretty damn good, can't Leon?
Hey, we're going to say it good. We're going to have us a good mic down there. Because it's going to say Leon get that ass.
What are you a fool? Okay, Leon.
I'm going to work on somebody's ass. That night. Hey, it ain't just going to be the ones I'm locked in with because I'm going to keep on going. Because when I come back, I'm going to mock.
See, Leon, what a lot of people don't know, me and you can race one another. How long, Leon? We go way back.
Man, we go on back there, man.
I want the people to know when they seen that old video of the Gangsta Boo running that Cutlass. I mean, the Monte Carlo and the Monte Carlo kept jumping me twice. Ladies and gentlemen, for all y'all who saw it on the internet, that was Leon driving that car.
Yeah.
And we won about 30-something thousand off Leon them that day. If I'm not saying,
don't tell the world we lost that much money, Joe.
That's true, Leon. You know it.
Hey, we lost a nice piece of change there. That's all I got to say. It's all good. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this, I'm going to let you go. But you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to see behind that there. I'm going to have to take that out on somebody else's ass now.
Oh, yeah, Leon. You're going to put in work. You a soldier, boy. I know you're going to
yeah.
put in work. Well,
Leon, Hey, Wick. I know you're here on that show. You can stop ducking me and come on because you do a lot of talking. Down on your ass, I'm going. Bring your best tool.
Boy, okay, you're crazy,
Joe, you can have it, Joe. That's all I want to get in there.
Okay, Leon. You have a good day, okay?
All right.
Move right along, lady.
Sleepy, your mic is open.
Champ, what's going on, man?
My main man, Sleep, how's it going? Did you hear me give you a shout-out at the beginning of the show?
Yes, sir, Champ. You know I'm always on when you come on, man. You know I was laying back in the wings waiting to get my mic hot.
That's what I'm talking about, Sleep. Now, Sleep, I know you heard what I'm talking about. Elaborate on it for me, Sleep.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you, Joe. Just like I tell you before, a while back when the Gangsta Boo was running, if it was my car, I wouldn't give a damn if they had one big counter back with Willie Ball's Lonely Eiffel Tower. I'm going to step right in their ass if I own the Gangsta Boo. So I agree with Chuck. It don't really make no difference to me, child size. As long as I know I got a car that's running as good as the Boo was, bring it on, man.
Hey, man, I like that, boy. Y'all coming with some real hardcore answers. Well, Sleep, also tell me one of your favorite icons in the grudge game when you was coming up that you used to look up to.
I'm going to keep it real with you, Joe. The man that got me in the racing and grudge racing period was Russell Moore, man. And that's how I met my man, Mountain Dew. Him and Russell Moore, they was good partners, man. And I met Mountain Dew, like my man said, a.k.a. James Morton, way back in the day when I was a shorty, man. And when he said his name, man, I was like the other guy that called earlier, man. They gave me a warm feeling, man. You know, I don't know if you know it or not, but Mountain Dew is deceased now. But
I know he's deceased, yeah.
And I know Sherman real good, man. So when we get to Lena, if Sherman show up, I'm going to make sure I walk up and bring him up there and let him meet you, man.
Sleep, I appreciate that. You know how we do it, Sleep. You know how players play all day, every day. Ain't that right, Sleep?
That's right. Show up, show out, Joe. You know how we do it, man.
Well, Sleep, you got anything you want to say? If you don't, think of something because you got to float.
Well, I just want to say good evening to the Grudge World, man, all my brothers out there, fellow Grudge racers and Grudge Brothers and Grudge Inc., man. I ain't got much to say, Joe. I really just like laying back listening to the fellas and listening to you, Joe. And I appreciate you giving me this opportunity, bro. And ain't nothing but love for you. You know that.
Hey, Sleep, please believe me.
Please believe me, Joe.
Thank you, Sleep. All right, man. You done woke me up. And made my night, boy. You might get me a little amped up here in a minute. Y'all get ready, because we're going to set it off in this sucker in about 20 more minutes.
All right, Joe.
Open up all the mics.
All right, I'm going to lay back on mute, Joe, but I ain't going nowhere, man. I'll be still listening, man.
Okay, Sleep. Thank you, man. Moving right along, lady.
The OJ's, your mic is open.
Who is this? Lady, who you said this was?
The OJ's.
OJ's? On my show?
They're not saying anything. Hello?
They don't want to speak. Probably they just listening. Okay, move right along. They don't want to talk, lady.
Okay, Breadman, your mic is open.
Hello, hello. How's everyone? Grudge World.
Breadman, what are you not surprised me? What's going on, Big Daddy?
Oh, man, I just sitting back, you know what I mean, getting ready to get that old diesel wagon out there. I said, let me go ahead and tap in here. I've been on since 8:01, and I do want to say hello, Lady A. I always get in here and never say your name. Lady A, it's all good. You all right with me? I want to say that I really missed the prayer. I'm going to say that, too. And after I say that, I'm going to get to the question. I feel my opinion on your topic, sir, is I think that a couple of the brothers had it right. Grudging is what it is. But a lot of individuals that are new in the game, they make, you know what I mean, grudging a class. You know, sit like me. Those little words that you listen at, you know what I mean? Sit like me. You know what I mean? That's class, and that's not grudging. A grudge is what it is, opportunity. You know what I mean? So you asked first, we kind of got sideways here when you said, you know, how does it help the game? Or, you know what I mean? And I'm going to be real with you. Life is its best teacher. You know, grudge racing is something you have to learn how to do. and there are a lot of new people in it. And, it's really making me feel good to get on here and hear these older cats that's been doing it a long time start to put the input back in it to get the game back to where it was. Now, one of my all-time grudge racers, I have a couple of them. Oscar Allbritton would be one of mine, and Baldy would be my second. And, I do have to throw my pop in there as well. So those are mine. I would like to wish everybody a great season this season. And always, Joe, I'd like to wish you well as well. Lady A, I would like to wish you well. This is the Bread Man. One time in your mouth. I'm out.
Bread, thanks for coming, boy. You have made my night. Good to hear from your partner. I'll be touching bases with you a little bit later. Hold everything down, Bread. All right, Lady, we're moving right along, man. It's everybody out there that's got their mics open, to please mute their phones. If you have your mic open, mute your phone, because y'all know I will mute everybody's mic. I'm trying to be like these up-and-coming guys like Big Clark and everybody else and be like these hip-hop boys, but y'all know in my soul is old school. Y'all heard that Lakeside on that thing. Fantastic voice, so y'all better get right with the mics. I mean, with those phones and mute them. All right, moving right along, Lady.
007, your mic is open.
What up, Bo?
Hey, what's happening, Cat?
Shit, I don't know. I'm just tuning in, seeing what y'all got going on, that's all. I ain't doing nothing. What's your topic? You know, I'm at work. I didn't get a chance to catch you beginning of the show.
Well,
but
I
want
to know is, you know, we got little guys trying to run big tire cars. We got big tire cars trying to run little tire cars. Do you think that's good for the game? Is that right? Is that good? Is that bad? Is it making more action? Et cetera, et cetera. Elaborate on that for me, 007 champ.
Joe, I'm kind of like this. I'm like the old school guy, the gentleman that just got off now. You know, in grudge racing, man, it's grudge racing. If you feel like whether you got little ties or big ties on, if you feel like that you can beat a man, you grudge racing. So that's what you got to do. You good. We'll get some too. What I'm saying. You grudge it. So that's the biggest thing over there, you know. I think you grudge it, man. That's just like with me with my little truck. If I feel as though I can beat somebody, you know, I'm just going to try. And being with the camp that I'm in with Tony Brown, man, he's not trying to poke mile with that little STM truck.
Okay.
I agree totally with you.
Is this going to be enough two boxes and then a small box for the back?
But, yeah, that's the thing over there. And my hero in racing coming up, man, with them Dodge boys, you know, Parnell, Lonnie, and Junebug. That's who got me in the racing here in Mississippi. And so that got me on my way. They started me. They bagged down, and me old fool, I kept going. I should have been like them, bagged down, man. I'd been a little richer than what I am today. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But, I enjoy the grudge game, man. And, you know, my thing over there is now, in 2013, is really trying to just get along with everybody, man. You know, you can't get along with everybody, but you at least make peace. And I know if me and Jay Barnes, me and him can make peace and laugh and joke now. And he called me every now and then, you know, at least once a week. And hell, he called me today. I said, shit, Jay, you called me today, man. What the players I owe this conference call today, you know. And it was just about just talking in general, man. So I think, you know, the grudge game going to turn around. But I think everybody's going to, you know, start getting back along, man, and it's going to bring more action to the game. And, you know, I just think it's going to be a good year for the Mississippi team and also our other team that's over the world, you know. So I think Big Clark and Gadget and them should have an outstanding show if the weather permits it. But I think, you know, we're really going to stand out in Mississippi this Fat Tuesday on the night. I really do. They're going to have a good show, a real good show up there, man.
I really think so, too, Ken. Is there anything else you want to say, though, Ken?
That's it. That's it. I got some customers and stuff, so I don't want the background noise. I'm going to go back on mute.
Okay,
and that way you can go ahead and continue with the show.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, 007, the S10 champion. That was him. He had spoken. Thank you, Ken Kennedy, 007. Moving right along, lady.
Oh, it's 4-6-3-8-6.
No, we're moving right along, lady. They got too much noise.
Big Clark, your mic is open.
Big Clark.
Hey, what's going on, champ? What's going on, man?
What's going on, big fella? Talk to me.
Hey, man, everything's good, man. How y'all doing?
We blessed. How the paper?
I heard that. Yeah, man, I've been listening to you, and I just walked into this little eating place here, man, and that's why I'm talking kind of low, but, man, I'm just listening, supporting your show. You know, Joe, support you like you support me all the time, man, so. Y'all got it going on tonight, and I'm going to be on mute just listening. If you need me, just holler at me.
Well, I just want to ask you one question.
Uh-huh.
Who was one of your all-time favorite grudge racers when you were coming up as a youngster? In the game, wasn't racing, but watching it.
Well, my all-time favorite and my hero, man, was Gene Griffin, man. You know, he had me as a young boy up there on the street in Chicago with him, and, you know, I mean, he inspired me to get into this game, man. So, you know, my head got to go off to Gene Griffin.
Okay, Big Clark. Also, before you get busy eating with the First Lady, are we supposed to meet up that Friday at Chili's which one is it? Is it confirmed yet or is it not confirmed? Which one?
Well, it's not confirmed. Both of them are giving us real, real good prices. What we do is just, we'll ask a couple of the guys which one they want to go to. Both of them competing with one another. So it's going to be a hell of a night there, Friday night, man. So if all out of towns and in towns, then get ready, man. We're going to do it. We're going to do it up big Friday night and carry right on over to Lena, Mississippi on that Saturday, man. We're going to continue this thing.
Okay, Big Clark. Anything else you
want to
say?
No, man. Let's keep it racing. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Y'all need me. I'll be on me. I'm listening.
Okay, big fella. Have a good night.
All right, bud.
All right. Moving right along, lady.
So, OJ, your mic is open.
The damn show will get you, man.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Man, he walked up to the store and then come in. So I left the store.
Come right on, lady.
Okay. Big Drag, your mic is open.
Yo. What's
hey,
going on?
Big fella, what's up, boy?
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, big fella.
What up? Who that kid?
Yeah, that's me.
What up, kid? What's going on, everybody on the radio? I just got on a little while ago, so I don't really know who all on, but I just called to holler at you, man, support the show. I've been off the show for a while because I've been so busy, but I finally got a break in action. I'm headed out here to meet some people, so thought I'd give you a shot.
Big fella, you know I appreciate that, man. Always good to hear from you. What I want to know, my topic is, I want you to speak on it. And I believe I know what you're going to say, but I want the whole grudge world to hear it. You know, we got a lot of little ties running big ties. We got a lot of big ties running little ties. We got a lot of people beating on their chest with big tie cars because they whooping little ties like they King Kong or something. Is this something good for the game, bad for the game? I mean, you know, just elaborate on
it. Yo, when I come up in the street racing game, you know, the grudge racing, we run who we thought we could beat, you know what I'm saying? We really didn't weigh the car up, you know. That was just bragging rights and stuff like that to me. You know, we take a car that was way less than what the person that we had, and we beat him. And we used to talk about him, you know, and to make fun. So it really doesn't matter to me, you know. Somebody
hold on,
lady.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going on mute.
You know I don't play that, Leon. Go ahead, big fella. I'm sorry.
What I was saying was, it doesn't really, and it, to this day, it doesn't matter to me. If I think I can whoop you, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try it.
Well, no big deal. I knew you was gonna say that because I know you, and I'm glad you letting the whole world know how you do it. So, do you think it's good for the game for people with other tie sides to run each other? It brings more action, more excitement, or what? Dre. Lady.
Yes?
Dre fell off?
Yep, it just showed up. He did.
Okay.
Oh, here he is. See Dre.
Yeah, the phone had dropped the signal, Joe. I'm driving. So, if it happens again, just I'll call back and just she can just let me back on.
Yes,
it doesn't really matter to me, Joe, about, you know, what they, well, look at the stuff that they're trying to run me with now, you know, with the car guys. Yeah, I got a good car, you know, and a should be a real fast car, but I don't have a stick of nitrous on it, you know, none. But if I think I can get away from him, Joe, I'm going to try him now. If I don't think I can beat him, I'm not going to tell him to take that office car. I'm going to tell him to give me a spot that I deem is necessary, you know. If they don't give it to me, then we ain't going to be doing nothing.
Right.
That's how we did in the days, Joe. We would compensate the handicaps with a spot.
Right. So... do you think all that's good for the game or bad for the game, Big Fella?
Well, like that other gentleman said a little while ago, it's grudge racing. It's grudge racing. I don't see what good or bad play a role in it. It's grudge racing. You got a lot of these guys, you know, got these big tie cars or full chassis cars or whatever the case, they picking on these other cars. You know, they really just, they bullies if you ask me. But if a joker foolish enough to run him, then shoot. I guess he did what he accomplished. No, what
okay.
He set out. Accomplished what he set out.
Okay, well said. Well, I also want to ask you, when you was coming up, who was one of your icons, somebody that you looked up to, who you thought was a bad motor scooter in the grudge game now?
Rabbit, Cooper. You know, there were tough schools that when I was around. You know,
about
up in the grudge race game. Everybody know Rabbit. Little Rabbit used to be with Junior. You know,
and
Cooper Hall. Actually, one of my buddies. He still races with me to this day. Cooper like over 70 now, but he's still with me racing. These were tough guys back in the days, man. But there's a number of them. I'm just really naming the ones that I was the closest to. You know.
Right.
What about
OC
Trice?
OC was a good racer. He did a lot of racing. You know, I mean, it's like I said, tons of guys. We can name off James Smith. You know, he was a guy that would try you. You know, and I don't think he had as much as the other guys had, but he was just, you know, he just wanted to race, and he would race. So, I mean, like I said.
Right, what about Mountain Dew, Dre?
Well, you said. Mountain Dew is out south. You know, we from west side. But my friend, like, so he wasn't really, I guess he worked good with his cars and stuff then. I'm not going to say that he didn't, but my experience with Mountain Dew, I beat him with a small block car with a two-barrel on it one time. So, you know, he was a racer, though. He definitely was a racer. But when I come along and stuff, he wasn't really racing no fast cars at the time. I think he had got out of it. Yeah, he was definitely a racer.
Okay. Well, yeah. Big fella, anything else you want to say?
Oh, no. I was just checking in with you, Joe. That's about it. I'm almost ready. I'm getting close now. I'm real close. Got my lights and stuff put in the car today. Put the lights in it, and... yeah, I got it sitting back on the ground, and she's going to be percolating next week. You know, I'm probably going to start up in the car. It ain't been started since I, you know, took the motor off the dyno.
Okay, that's what we wanted to hear. That's right. Give us some info on what's going on, big fella.
Well, I'm about ready, Joe. I'm about ready. I got all the computer stuff hooked up. You know, it's cold heat, so I haven't put no water in it, but I'm probably going to crank it up Monday, you know, Monday or Tuesday, you know, and just make sure everything's working, transmission working, you know, all the limiters and different things is working, and I'm going to be ready to put it in the trailer.
Text me a picture of the car, man.
Huh?
Text me a picture of the car.
It ain't together right now, kid. It's back apart, the nose off, the doors off. And sitting up in there. Once I sit it back down on the ground again, I raised it up before I left. We will take some pictures of it home.
Hey, Greg, it's going to cost to take pictures and show that car off.
Say that again.
It's $5 donation.
I didn't hear you.
I said that's going to be a $5 donation because you ain't got no nitrous on that car, man.
No, we ain't got no nitrous on it. Ain't going to put none on it, neither. Some of them tough boys with that nitrous on it, just let us raise that head up. You know we got a brand new car. We green. We ain't been down the racetrack yet. Some of the bad boys, just let us raise that head up. And I think we're gonna be able to do what it is.
Nah, I'm just talking smack, man.
Drag man, I'm dying. We're dying to see the car, man. We want you to stick around. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Then feel free to jump in when you get ready. Okay, big fella?
All right, Joe. I'm going to go on mute.
All right. Move right along, lady.
Caller 773-4764. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Cat?
Hey, Joe, you probably don't remember me. This is Bud from Chicago. If you
I was
come down there, you remember Bud, Joe?
I might do. Keep talking, Bud.
I used to come down there and race with June a lot. Big June, you remember him?
Yeah, you know I remember Big June. Yeah, I remember him.
And you remember me?
Me,
I had
Big June. Personally.
I know. I used to come down there and drive that blue Camaro. You might saw him, that blue 79 Camaro.
Now,
a while
Roland,
back, he had a small block
Roland,
Camaro.
Because Roland
no.
was Maroon.
No, the small block Camaro, the high wheel standing one.
Yeah, I remember that car, man.
Yeah. I had a white Nova, too. Me and Drag had that car together. I was just checking in, man, listening to your show, and I was, you know, wanted to say hi to you. I seen you at the track when you was up in the city. I was trying to call you from the stand, but y'all was pushing your car.
Man,
I was
hey,
just
well,
thinking
well, are you coming down for the night?
Oh, yeah, I'll be down there. I'll be there. I'll be there with Drag.
Okay.
Drag and Leroy. Leon and all the rest of the West Side. You know,
okay,
so.
I know your partner. But you make sure
you know
me. To
me
when you see me, though.
Oh, your brother, he remember me. I had to come down and drive. Let me tell you what I did. I came down there. Me and Drag came down. We whooped shy at that time with the Brock Camaro for my white Nova. The small block car with the 1000s on it. You remember me.
Man,
you see me like,
car.
Boy, why you playing? Yeah, you gonna say why you playing?
Car, man. Yeah,
you
yeah,
remember
yeah,
me.
I remember you, bro.
But like you say with this grudge racing thing, just like Drag said and the rest of them, man, if you think you can whoop them, whoop them. They make too many stipulations about an inch in your tire size. Where your shock's located, what kind of suspension, how much your car weigh, how fat your mama and your sister is. That ain't good racing. If I think I can whoop you, that's what we need to be doing. If you think you can whoop me, that's what you need to be doing. Don't be looking at my tires talking about your tire big. Truth be told, a smaller tire got a better advantage on a bigger tire. You know, we quarter mile race. These guys just looking for a way out. They want somebody won't look down your throat. You want to be throat doctors and check your tonsils and check what you ate earlier today. Duration, you know what I'm saying? That ain't cool. But they got the definition of grudge racing twisted. It ain't grudge racing what a lot of these guys are doing.
Well, what are they doing, in your opinion?
They throat doctoring and they looking for what they're stipulating everything. You got to have so many stipulations. Ain't nobody, two people, going to have the same car. John Force got six cars and ain't there two of them the same. You know what I'm saying? So how you going to make my car the same as your car? Because you didn't buy a fogger and I bought a fogger and you bought a plate. You know what I mean? That's what they do with this stipulating racing. You know what I mean? My interpretation of grudge racing, if I think I can whoop you, whether I got a 1600 or a 1000, whether you a chassis car or I'm a Suburban, if I think I can whoop you, I'm going to try you. That's grudge racing. And the fastest car don't always win in grudge racing. You know what I mean, Joe? Whatever happened to lining up, like we used to do on the street, line up, and y'all clean them up at the same time. You let them know you're ready. Your man let him know you're ready. You let him know you're ready. And y'all tear away from there. Best man win. Jump the man. That's grudge racing. Jump
him. I believe it's coming back, man. It's just that a lot of people, we need more of this, what we're having now, which is conversations about what's going on now. And then a lot of people, you never know how many people may realize from this show that as long as they think they can whoop a song gun, they may drive now. You don't never know. That's
right.
Why we talk about it.
Like you say, you know what I'm saying? I think what took a lot of the grudge out of grudge racing is a lot of guys are trying to bet money they don't have or can't afford to lose. Bet what you can afford to lose, and you'll try some races. You'll try different things. If you can't stand the bet for $500, but you really think you can whoop him, bet the $500. Don't try to bet $2,000 and then you're scared to let the brake loose. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. They're betting more than they can afford to lose, a lot of people. I ain't saying everybody. I'm just saying a lot of people do that. Or they try to bluff you, and they're not running them by trying to outbet you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you don't think you can whoop him, leave him alone. But if you think you can whoop him, and he trying to outbet you to wiggle out that race, call on a couple of your buddies, and y'all get together and put a pot together like we used to do. We used to put the money in the bag, sign the people's name on the bag that betted with us, and the money at the finish line. Go tell them, say, hey, man, we got $3,200. Well, we got $2,700, but we're going to have to scratch. You want to lower your bet to this till we get to $2,700. We're going to knock off everybody's money a little bit till you get to $2,700. And then we go on the race. But that's when you're trying to race. You get what I'm saying, bro? That's all I'm saying about it. I'm an old school racer. I've been doing it a long time. And like I say, you say, who is your childhood hero? And I can name a list of them. Drag said, like you say, Drag, one of my heroes. My Uncle Dwight, he raced with a Cadillac and a GS. He couldn't run but 1150. He won more races with that car than the law allowed. You know what I mean? With a Cadillac motor. He ran all the big block Chevys, all the big tire cars, big Dodges and all that. But that's when you're trying to grudge race. You see what I'm saying? It don't matter. If I think I can whoop you, I'm going to whoop you. You know, Junior Griffin took me for my first 10-second ride with a small block car. Messed me up. So I got a whole list of them that I could say, you know, that I became mimicked, you know what I'm saying, in my racing game. But they legends, you know, a lot of them. Pretty much all the ones I named. Like Dre said, this guy named Gay Stuff here from the West Side. He have too much sense about racing, but he would race anybody. Anytime. He was just like Big June. You know Big June, tell him, get him up there.
Oh, yeah.
Jones
tried
to run. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Joe, I like your show, man. And when you see me, you're going to say, Bud, man, quit playing. I know you, fool. And then it's going to be a whole different thing. I seen your brother at the track. He pulled me to the side. He said, Bud, how you been doing? I said, man, I've been good. He told me he had to get.
Hold on. I know who this is. I hear your voice now. You light skinny. You got a bald head.
Convertible.
Yeah, a convertible. That's me.
Yeah, I know who this is, man.
And Joe, when you met me, I had hair.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's not a long time.
I'm glad you talked tuned in, bro, and participated, we're glad to have you, okay?
Okay, I got you, bro. I'm going to go on my
bounce.
Phone, man. I'm going to take care of your show.
Bounce
okay,
bud.
Man. Lady, we moving right along, baby.
Mike Hill, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Mike, what's happening, cat?
Not much. How you been doing?
Everything good, man. Looking forward to seeing you on the night, man. Lena, Mississippi.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having a good time down there.
Well, Mike, is everybody in Chicago looking forward to the Grudge Inc. banquet?
Oh, yeah, a lot of guys is. I'm not going to be able to make the banquet because I didn't get my vacation time and time enough. So, but I will be in Lena, so I'll be leaving, coming back, because I got to work Sunday, so.
Oh, okay. Well, the banquet is Sunday in Hattiesburg at 8 o'clock, so you ain't going to be able to make the banquet.
No, I ain't going to be able to make the banquet. They called me last week, and they just called me from a vacation the other day, and somebody already got that week. So I'm just coming down there Friday and Saturday and coming back Saturday night after the track closed, coming on back so I can be at work Sunday evening, so Sunday night, rather.
Okay. Okay, well, you've been listening to the show. You want to speak on my topic?
Yeah, I've been listening to your show. You ain't gonna recognize Bud because he picked up about 150 pounds, you know what I'm saying? You know his voice, but you ain't going to know his body.
You done got that big, man.
That's my man, Bud, man. That's my told you got to lose that weight to get back in that jock seat. You know, so I always mess with Bud. Bud, you owe me a $20. I'm getting my 20 back from you, Bud. but Bud, he said it all. You know what I'm saying? This is what they call grudge racing. You know, I'm from the old school, born and raised on the south side of Chicago, and, you know, the racing they doing now, champ, I believe is what you call bracket racing, but you bet money.
You know what?
Because they got,
that was a good doggone way to put it. I like the way you put that. Say that
again. I mean, that's what it is, champ. It's bracket racing, but they just bet money. You know what I'm saying? That's it. They're putting a wager on it. You know, that's it, because like Bud say and Drag say, man, we grew up, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for the grudge game to come to the point where we get to the track, it ain't going to be no Christmas tree, no nothing. Somebody out there get up with a flag, drop their hands, flashlight, or something like that. But let's get back. Whoever leaves first, if you chase the man, it's a race. But let's get back to that. That's what grudge racing is. No matter what, like Bud say, I don't care what size tie you got, how big a motor I might think you might have. If I think I can whoop you, man, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to try you.
Okay.
You know, they put too many stiffs in this, what they so-called grudge. This is not grudge racing. You know what I'm saying? This is not grudge racing, man. It's class racing that's betting money. That's all you're doing, because when you tell a man he got a 29W and he got a 28 and he got a back half, he got a chassis car, you got one carburetor, I got two carburetors, like the guy said, man, you know, say, you bought what you thought you need to win, and I hope you bought enough.
Well, you know, I agree with what you're saying, but me, myself, personally, if I think that I'm finna go into a tough battle. Chef answers, my brother has a stock suspension car. We do.
Right.
It's a guy with a turbo, twin turbo, four-link Camaro. Wants to run us. Okay. Now, we feel like he got his little outgunned by just having the four-link. And the turbos, that's just my opinion. All right? Now, ain't no way in the world we're going to race him with a 315 on the car.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, we not going to ask him to take this tire off. We
right.
just going to say, hey, man, we can't race you. Or we not going to run you with the 315.
Right.
We just going to leave you alone. You know what I'm saying? If he don't
right.
want to take it off. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Exactly, right.
But you know, that's, you know, you just got, you know, you just gotta, I don't know, man. I mean, any real racer, he gonna step outside his boundaries sometime. Do you agree, Mike?
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gonna step out there. Like you say, the fastest car does not always have to win, and it don't always win. You know, so it's like, you know, hey, man, I mean, you can have a fast car, but you might have an idiot behind the wheel. If I see you got an idiot behind the wheel, I'm going to try you because he's going to do something stupid.
And I agree totally.
You know, I mean, you can have the fastest car, but the guy but driving the car might can't drive the car. So, I mean, like I say, if you think you got a chance on winning, like you say, you ain't got to bet a whole lot of money. You know, like Bud said, man, we could get pots up. It might be 10 of us. You know what I'm saying? That way, we can afford to lose. So, you know, I mean, if I feel like I got a chance, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna race. If I feel like I can't whoop you, you out my league. Hey, unless you give me a spot, I'm not gonna tell you to take nothing off your car. If you can't make the spot right, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't race you. You know what I'm saying? Find you somebody else.
Right.
But I believe it'll be a lot more racing if they take all this stiff out and just do true grudge racing like we used to do on the street. You know, when they started in this grudge race at the track, that's where it used to be. And then they start putting all these stiffs in it. You know, your tire too big, your turbo too big. You know, I mean, it's taking the fun out of it. That's why we're not seeing a lot of races. One of the reasons why we're not seeing a lot of races because they got too many stiffs in the game, you know. Go ahead.
So what you're saying, as long as you think you can run the kind of ET the other car is, race it.
Joe, what's the difference between a 790 back half car and a 790 stock suspension car? Both of them run 790s, right?
Well, you want me to tell you the true difference?
Yeah, give me your opinion. That's what I'm asking you.
And let me show you how nice I'm going to be, Mike, when I give you my opinion.
Okay,
anybody that's on the phone wants to give their opinion, just jump in. The difference between a 790 stock suspension car and a 790 back half car is that that stock suspension car got to be on a good prep track to run that 790. That back half car can be on a so-so track and run that 790, and that stock suspension car can't because he got little tires. Now, that's the difference. If you want the truth now, track prep is everything when it comes to a little tire.
But, Joe, that ain't what he said. He said, what's the difference between a 790 back half and a 790 stock suspension? They both run 790. Say they're on the same track. Now, the back half hooking and the stock suspension hooking. Which one am I going to win the race? The first
that
one to tear away from that.
I agree with you on that.
The back half car ain't going to win the race. The first one to lead the track. ET win races.
Not mile an hour,
none of the rest of it.
If you hear what Joe just said, the track got to be prepped for that small tire.
It don't make a difference, Leon. You ain't listening. He said 790 and 790. Now, if the track is prepped to where the back half car can lead with run the 790 and the stock suspension car can work on the 790, make a 790 pass on the same track, what difference do it make? They both 790 cars.
There ain't no track there for that small car, that back half car going to run clean around. Because he probably won't even
you,
be able to stop.
Leon, that ain't making sense what you're saying. So stop talking, man, till you understand the question. He said two 790 cars. So both of them run 790, man. And he's saying, what's the difference? Suspension don't win no races. It gives you an advantage. A lot of people got folding cars, don't know what they got. They can't even tune it. How many people get under their car and tune their chassis to the track, at the track? They know what they're doing.
Why can't you take Pokey's car? Pokey's an ex-pro stock car. Why can't you take Pokey's ex-post.com and go run with Warren Johnson and then. Can you tell me why?
Pokey probably get the same 60 foot as Warren Johnson. But what difference do that make, Leon? That has nothing to do with the question that they asked.
All right, okay.
You talking about something totally different.
Hey, Joe, the reason I asked that question is, my point is, what happened to the driver's race? Why, when are we going to get back to the driver's race?
Too much electronic.
I'm listening. Go ahead, Mike. I'm listening to you.
You know, when we gonna get back to the driver's race? You know what I'm saying? With all these stiffs. Like I said, if I got a 790 car, and I know I can get down that track and run that 790, and I feel you run the 790 with a back half car, I'm gonna try you because I'm gonna leave it up to the driver's race. I'm gonna leave it up to the driver to do the job. If I cut a better light than you, I'm gonna get there first, man. I don't care if you got a back half or not. If you run a 790 and I run a 790, but I cut up out of there first, if I hunt out of there first, I'm going to turn that light on down there.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, that's what you call gambling. I agree with you, though. I agree.
That's what I call grills racing, not gambling. That's what I call grills racing. You got all these guys got these 7 second cars. But instead of these chassis cars that's running 8.0s and maybe a 790, they can whoop these cars, man. But they're staying.
So you saying we need to venture off a little bit more?
We got to venture off a little bit more, man. Because in a minute, man, I'm telling you, man, all these guys gonna have all these size cars, and everybody's gonna be racing nobody. We got a good thing going, man, by them allowing us to do these races at the track, man, where we can be safe. You know what I'm saying? Folks ain't got water losing their license, losing their life. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's take advantage of what's going on, man.
Okay. I agree with you, Mike. I agree with you, and everything you said was well spoken. Made a lot of sense. Is there anything else you would like to say, Mike?
No, I don't have nothing else to say, man. I just want to say, man, thanks again, man, and I appreciate you, man. It's called to support the show, man, when I can, and you know what I'm saying. And like I said, man, you asked who was I looked up to as a growing up in the grudge game?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I got two guys. They didn't really have super fast cars. But what I did, admire them, they were great jocks. You know, they taught me how to drive at a young age. I was driving a 10-second car at the age of 15 years old. And Johnny Watson and Big John from the South Side, them guys taught me a lot, man. I used to go over their houses when I was 12 or 13 years old, and they taught me a lot, man. They didn't have a lot of fast cars, but they will race. You know what I'm saying? They would race. You know what I'm saying? They were great drivers, you know, especially Johnny Watson. He was a great driver. You know, I ain't never seen nobody ever jump him. You know what I'm saying? He always, his motto was if he couldn't leave first, he wasn't going to leave at all. You know what I'm saying? So I adapted that into my program, you know. So them the guys that I really admire, you know what I'm saying, because with the stuff they had to work with, they was true grudge racers, man. And, you know what I'm saying, Drag on the west side, he another guy, man. You know what I'm saying, that he had a lot of fast cars, and he also was a great driver, you know what I'm saying. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people out there, but them three right there, Drag and Johnny Watson and Big John, them guys, man, that I really admire, man. I used to love to see them race when we used to be on the street.
Man, speaking of Drag, I seen Drag running one of the baddest mans around. Everybody know him. His name is Damien. His name was Damien. And we was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi at a Fat Tuesday. Drag had a red fat hair. Pontiac Firebird. Damien had a yellow bag-ass Camaro. Drag dope-pop Damien driver left him at the tree. And got out there about 80 foot, and his nitrous cut off. The car just cut off. And Damien won the race. But Drag had left his driver asleep. That was Drag about 265.
Hey, Joe. I remember that race, just Bud. And you know what happened after the nitrous cut off on drag car?
What happened?
I was in the stand. Me and Drag came down there together that year. That was me and Drag with the red Firebird.
Right.
When he left there and that nitrous cut off, did you see the ambulance come down into the stands? Because I had 5,100 and I betted 5,000 on the race and I fell out. I had to get all the way back to Chicago with that hundo. You hear what I'm saying? Drag will tell you. He said, "Bud, you know what?" I said, "Man, I done went in the stand and went plumb off."
Hey, Drag left in sleep at the light, but man, he just, when he got out there, his knife was cut off. And that was it.
Hey, Joe.
Out, they whooped. But that was a very anticipated race, though. It was a good race that day, but I want to ask you this, though, Mike. If you...
Yeah, go ahead.
Were you grudge racing? And this is just a question from somebody. I'm acting like I don't know about grudge racing now. You hear me, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm acting like I'm dumb founded when it comes to grudge racing in the game. The whole game of grudge racing. How you going to know what somebody else running, though?
I mean, if we go somewhere and if a guy put a car in the trailer, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be smart about it. I'm going to see if he's going to make a shakedown, make a pass. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times guys be trying to sandbag or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I grew around skipping them, so I know a big moment when I hit, you know what I'm saying? I know when a guy's sandbagging, you know what I'm saying? I can look at a car and basically tell you what he's running, you know what I'm saying? I don't care about no clocks. I don't need no clocks. I can look at a car. I've been around it all my life. You know, I can basically gauge the car how fast he's going, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, let's try him, you know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't got to do it for a whole lot, but let's try him. Yeah, I mean, we can't do no but win, lose. That's the only thing going to happen. You're not going to death row. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to go to the penitentiary for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? It's only a race, man. That's what people got to realize. It's only a race. You're going to win some, and you're going to lose some, man. You're not going to win them all, man. If you think you're going to win them all, man, you might well get out the game, man.
Well, Mike, you talked some good talk today. I mean, tonight, that's why I'm asking you these questions. So the people that's listening who don't, maybe it's some out there that's green, they're being informed the right way tonight. They're learning a lot.
That's what the show is about, you know what I'm saying, that we men, you know what I'm saying, men, like iron sharpen iron, men sharpen men, man. You know, that's why, there's a lot of information that a lot of these guys get on here and talk about, man, and we need to listen to some of the stuff that some of these guys be saying because they're experienced in it, man, and we can adapt it into our program, man. You have some guys out here, man, that got some fast cars, man. I mean, some really fast cars, man. But, I mean, they don't know what to do with them. They don't know what to do with them. Trust me, they don't, man. They can get a lot more action, man, if they go ahead and just calm down and just race, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't saying just jump out there at anybody, but you can get a lot of more races if you stop doing all these stiffs they doing now, you know. So I'm going on mute, man. Appreciate you, man. I will see you and lean on the knife, man.
Mike, I enjoyed it. I'll be looking forward to seeing you. Lady, do we have any more callers? Lady A.
I'm sorry, Kevin, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, Kevin, what's happening, Bo? How you doing?
Man, you got an excellent show tonight, man. Really, really, we're glad you brought this out tonight.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of hoarse, sinus bothering, I'm laid back tonight. I just want to, you know, be laid back tonight. What you think about my topic, Kevin? Give me your opinion.
I think what the guy from Chicago said. I mean, he'll be a running guy running and let it be done, you know. Some guys want to, you know, pick on the small guy or pick on the big guy or whatever, you know, and try and get something stupid. But if you think you can do it, do it.
Hey, man, I've been getting some lovely statements and some hell of a quotes and statements and et cetera, et cetera. And I agree with all of them. But why is it, tell me this, Kevin, why is it, I'm going to use you for example. If you ask me to race, and I come back to you and say, yeah, we can race, I'm just telling you we can race, and right, all of a sudden we get personal because I haven't accepted your challenge to race you. Why does that happen in the game a lot?
I kind of think that a guy just really trying to outstrip you or outbet you. I think if we two men, if we can agree on it, or a woman, you know, whatever, vice versa, we should be able to do it and have a good time doing it. You made your bet, let it be done.
Okay, Kevin. Okay. Anything else you want to speak on, Kevin?
No, Joe, you just have a good show, man. I'm trying to chime in and get them every Friday night, listen to you and support you. You and Lady A. Hi, Lady A. And,
hi.
You guys are doing a great job.
Hold up, Cal. You know I'm jealous now. I'm going to let all y'all, I know y'all doing it out of respect. Just don't try to be sexy or nothing when you say hello, Lady A. Just say hello, Lady A. I don't want y'all to be getting proper and shit and trying to be smooth, shit like that. Don't unmute mics, man.
We wouldn't do that to you, Joe. I mean, Lady A, she's a married woman, she's a good person. So, yo, you ain't right.
Hey, Kevin, you can't even get that out good. You were stunning. We wouldn't do that.
Joe, you know we wouldn't do that. Lady A is,
Kevin, I'm just having a good time, man. But, Kevin, I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your thoughts with the Grudge World, man.
Joe, really appreciate it. Tell Sleep I said hi. You know, old Sleep, that's the number one supporter.
Oh, yeah, he hear you. All right, thank you, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving right along, ladies.
Big Will, your mic is open.
What's happening, Joe? Big Will.
Chill, Will, what's up, folks?
How you feel, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm blessed.
I'm good.
Yeah. Hey, where you at, Will? You got a lot of background noise, Jill.
Yeah, Big Flag just came in and made up all this noise.
You tell Dragon he know better than that now.
Yeah.
Tell him.
He's working on the background trying to get ready. Flag came over to give us a hand.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you getting the monsters ready, huh?
Yes, sir.
What you getting ready, Jill?
We got this Camaro over here. Frank got this Camaro we trying to get ready.
Okay. Well, man, I appreciate you supporting the show. Okay, Will?
All right, buddy, we just listening in.
All right, thank you, Chill Will. Move right along, lady.
Just second to find it. 504-504-8, your mic is open.
Okay, 8-3 plate, not going to go real set.
Hello? Hello?
Everybody in the room.
Hello?
504-504-8,
your mic.
Kidding
me?
Move right along, lady.
Well, I said,
you ain't got
to feel. Just a second. Kind of
voice.
Hey, lady, listen. Mute mics. As of now, mute the mics.
Okay, we're muted. Just a second. Let me get to the next caller.
Okay.
G-Shot, your mic is open.
G-Shot, what's going on, partner?
He normally has to come off mute. G-Shot?
Okay.
Guess we're going to move right along, lady.
Caller 769-5320. Your mic is open. Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby. I'm waiting for them to say something.
Okay. I thought maybe it was me. Caller 769-3920. Your mic is open.
I guess they don't want to talk, lady.
All right. Let's move on. 773-9637. Your mic is open.
Hey, good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's happening, Bo?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Joe, I wanted to ask you a question. Do you think that, how I want to say this, New Time Grudge Racers, maybe did a little street racing, get the same respect as a Old Time Grudge Racers that did a lot of street racing? Do you think they get the same kind of respect and notoriety?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. With which, you know, I'm not allowed to talk about street racing on my show, though. Let me make this
clear.
Well,
I mean, you know, back in the older days.
I'm going to answer this for you, though, but I know you didn't know. I'm just letting you know we don't push street racers on the show. But I am going to answer that for you because it is a good question.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to give you my opinion. That don't mean that I'm right.
Okay.
Some of them do, some of them don't. It's just like anything else. You got a lot of street racers that would race regardless.
Uh-huh.
They put in work. Then you got a lot of them pick and choose. It's just like anything else. That's just my opinion now.
Right. Okay. I was just asking because, a lot of guys that come out like now, everybody has their own opinion about it, but I think that you ought to pay dues as you're coming up, so to speak, as far as, you know, being a, a superstar grudge racer. I have to say that.
Hey, man, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree 100% with you. The only way you're going to be a force is to put in work. Would you agree to that?
This is true. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You got to put in work.
That's right.
I was talking to my brother last night, and I was telling him the ones who heads we going to chop off from the dough. As soon as we know we ready, we going to chop their head off from the dough. Ain't going to be no, you know, right now we sleep, you know.
Yeah.
And me, myself, I'm going to be honest with you. Me, myself, I would like to say and think that the gangster boot is a sleeping bear as of right now.
Uh-huh.
But you know what happens when you wake up a sleeping bear, right?
Oh, yeah, you'd be hungry, right?
All right, okay. So, you know, I'm just going to say that and I'm going to drop it. But, you know, I think it's going to be a great year, man, because you got a lot of people, a lot of races want to shine in the spotlight, and they want somebody to talk about them and boast
yeah.
on them and say they
You're
put
right.
in work. In which now, let me make this clear. There's nothing wrong with that, man. If if you whoop and tell and you doing this and you doing that, you deserve to be talked about. You deserve to get your props. You
but
understand
you know
what I'm saying?
But you know what's bad about it? Sometimes it all depends on who you race and who you beat for you to get that notoriety. Bad to say, but sometimes that's how it is.
Well, I do agree with you on that. And then a lot of people, I agree with why some people do that too, because you just can't whoop John and say you the baddest out there.
Right.
You got to whoop some heavyweights. You understand what I'm saying? You
that's
got
right.
a lot of people that's whooping John and Ricky and Shane and Kenny, but they ain't whooping them heavyweights, and they still trying to holler out they the baddest. Now,
right.
you're not the baddest until you done beat the baddest. Now, would you agree on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, that's just my opinion. Don't mean I'm right. Don't mean I'm wrong. It's just my opinion. You ask me my opinion, and I'm simply just giving it to you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I surely appreciate it, Joe. I'm going
okay,
back
man.
On mute.
Okay, have a nice night, bro. Move right along, lady.
Wait, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, 901, bad boy? What's that?
A whole lot of nothing.
You got that car ready, what I want to know, the new one.
Nah, I ain't quite ready yet, Joe.
Well, I'm going to whoop your ass this year. You can get ready. Whatever we meet you at, and we there with that car, I don't care if we out of Mississippi. I don't care what we meet up at. It's going. You won't be able to tell nobody this year we ducked you.
Well, you said you already ducking, Joe. You
what
ducking for the because you already stipulating the tie side. You know if you gonna be a bad, you got to be a bad.
Okay, well, with what I'm saying, okay, let me make this clear then. You
I liable to have 315s on my car.
Well, you're right, Whit. Okay, I'll go with that. And I'm going to have to tell you that you're right. I have no problem when you're right. But I've said this once before, and now I'm going to say it again and make myself clear. If you don't want your motherfucking ass whooped, you better not have a 29W on.
Listen, you begging.
No.
You already begging.
Let me finish. If you got 315,
I don't know what you got on your car.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. Last time I ran you, who had the bigger size tire?
I don't know
where. I really don't. You.
No, we had 28 on that car when we first bought that car with.
No, I said last time I ran you, who had the bigger size tire?
You talking about when you ran the bull in your Mustang, right?
Right. You had a Gubby on, I had a regular 29 on. You had Willie balls, I had no Willie balls. But I didn't cry, I got up there. You had two carburetors, I had one.
You ain't know how many carburetors we had. We never let nobody look under
that hood. Nardo looked under that hood, man. Nardo told us, he came back and told us, everything on that car new, y'all in trouble.
We had the same side of motors. Both of us had 632.
But you had two Raiders, I had one. I'm just saying. I ain't crying. But like I'm saying, don't you be crying about the tire size when it's payback. It's payback, you know?
Well, you don't never know. I'm just going to say, if I think I can handle you with that 315,
here's the truth right here.
If we think we can handle you with that 315, we're going to tell you to get it up there.
We're going to leave you alone. I'm just saying,
if you, I'm going to put it like this. Because, you know, one thing about these shows, they record it, and I don't want to say nothing that's going to come back to haunt me.
Well,
I'm going to say it like this.
Yeah.
If we see you and we like what we see, we're going to try it. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
We're not going to ask you to handicap your car at all.
Just like I heard Drag said, he ain't got nitrous and he running on motor. He might not get a whole lot of races because I don't know how many races you done that happened this year that somebody gave somebody to hit.
Man, I ain't all the time. You know what, man? I ain't seen nobody get nobody to hit with, to be honest with you. Last year, did you?
No. Ain't nobody getting nobody to hit.
Yeah,
you know,
most
people just got them. Basically, when you just see it, got to get up there if you feel like you can whoop them, or you can't. That's all you can do. 80% of my races, 80% of my races been bigger tires than me, wheelie bars, back half, or whatever. 80% of them. I only race even races several a couple of times. I always race
whatever. It don't make me no difference, though.
You know what, now, since you speaking sensible tonight, me and you talking like two gentlemen, we respecting one another, which is the way it should be. Now, do you think, I'm just asking you a question, and I want you to answer it. And I'm going to listen to your opinion. You can say whatever you want to, just like you've been doing. Do you think by you having, this new Mustang going to be four-lane, right?
No, it won't be four-lane.
Ladder bar?
Yeah, ladder bar, yeah.
Okay, do you think by us being stock suspension and you being ladder bar with a 315, do you think that's equal? I mean, I'm just saying, do you think you got a little advantage?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No. Not from what I've seen. I've seen 28 stock suspension cars, 60 foot better than 315. I know a guy personally took a 315 off and put a 275 on. 60 foot was better and went faster with a smaller tire, and he was stock suspension.
Yeah, and I'll be the first one to say, I believe you, because some things just happen like that. You know, I just want to hear your opinion.
Yeah.
But now, I'm going to tell you one thing I do know, and I'm not going to say that you got the more advantage or whatever, but I do know you can bring that shit in better and you can spray more shit on that 315 than you can with that 29. And I do know you got more rollout on that 315 than you do that 29.
Like you said, it's got to work, though. Like I told you, I've seen somebody go faster on a 275.
What I'm trying to tell you, mister, if that 315 work, it's going to fuck over that 29. If y'all got equal horsepower and you got that 315 and it work, and that 29 work, that 315 going to fuck over that 29. That's just my opinion.
Well, you're a big grudge racer then, ain't you?
Excuse me?
I said, you're a smart grudge racer, ain't you?
Yeah, if I think I can alley you with, I'm going to buy down because I ain't going to let you whoop me. And
right.
I'm knowing.
I just said if you were a smart wrestler, it seemed like you probably would try to get the 315 and, you know, run it with it, you know. Because I'm going to have a couple sets of tires on my trailer this year.
You had told me that you were going to run me on the 29W.
I might not. Why would I run you on a 29W? Am I car going fast on 315? That don't make sense.
But these show recorded now. I'm just telling you what you said now.
Well, I might have said, like I said, I might have did 12 toes that day. Today I ain't doing two.
Well, you being honest. That's all I can ask for. When a man be honest, he be honest. You change your mind. You're entitled to do that.
Right. You just have to catch me when you can.
Yeah, well, we're going to see. It's going to be a very interesting year with.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if you're going to live up to that name, bad boy. That's what I'm telling you now. And that's what I mean. Do you believe I mean that, or you think I'm just talking shit because I'm on the radio?
I don't know what you mean, but you know what I mean. I mean business. I know you know that.
I'm just talking shit then. Yeah, you mean business, Whit. And I'm just talking. Okay, Whit.
Hey, I heard what Leon said too. He asked him what tie he had when the last time we ran. Who had the bigger tie?
Leon, I know who had the bigger tie. Leon did.
All right then, what they tell you about me?
If you think you can whoop us up, you and Kirby had a promise. You gonna try? I agree with you, Whit. I call a spade.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie on you. If I said something about you, it is what I think it is. If I said Whit ain't shit, I think Whit ain't shit. Why Whit ain't shit? Because he didn't. I'm gonna spit it out. You know me. Ain't nothing changed but the weather.
That's how I used to run on the street back in the day. It didn't matter what you
were. If you thought you can get by him, you would. And that's why I told you, if we think we can get by you, we gonna try you.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, that's the way it go. And you don't never know. We might, like you said, we might put that 315 on that motherfucker. You don't know.
Because I might, what I'm saying, because I might put me a 31 on. You know what I'm saying?
You put a 31 on that motherfucker, we're going to leave you alone.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Goddamn, you just...
A 31, the same size as a 315. Did you know that?
No, it's not. I bet you ain't for money, it's not.
Bet how much you want to bet? A 315 is wider than a 31, and a 31 is a little bit taller than a 315, so they about the same size.
No, you said they was the same size.
I said about the same size.
I may not be smart as you.
Yeah.
But I'm not the dumbest motherfucker neither.
So you wouldn't run a 29 tie against a 315, I mean against a 31, if you think you can beat it.
Yeah, if I thought I could.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah, because I'd rather put a 31 on. I don't know what I might do this year. You know, whatever
but
I think will make me the fastest. Whatever I think will make me the fastest. That's what I'm going to put
on. What I'm saying, normally, hey, you have to do what you have to do. But to me, when you move up them 31s and stuff like that, you're moving up the back half action, you know?
No, not really.
I mean, that's just my opinion. Look at Tony Wright. He had a 31 on that. He called himself. See, a lot of people, I'm going to tell the truth, and the grudge workers speak on it, and everybody can jump in. I'm going to tell the truth. A lot of people jump up and put those bigger tires than everybody. They know everybody's running 29s, but a lot of people like to y'all say they put a 31 on their car because that's what they feel that they have to have to win. But they really call themselves being smarter. I'm going to put this 31 on there. He going to come anyway and run me, and I'm going to whoop his ass because I got the advantage. I can shoot more from the line. I can turn it on quicker, and I can spray more out there than he can with that 29. If my dumb ass come on and run you like that, then I need to get my ass whooped.
Well, how do you 28 cars running faster than these 29 cars? If they can spray more and they can use more and all that.
I tell you what, we ain't now motherfucking 28 out there better get in my way when I come. Man, I don't care who it is.
Yeah, but you don't.
Now, you heard me say that then.
You got to be talking about turbos and all, man, because you know these 28 turbos.
I'm talking about any motherfucking kind of twin turbo pro truck. I wouldn't give a, I'm like my uncle, I wouldn't give a mammy fuck what it is.
But you care about a tire bigger than yours, huh?
That's what I'm trying to tell you, because I feel like I got the total advantage if somebody's on 28 and I'm on 29W. If he whooped my ass, then I'm supposed to get my ass whooped. Do you follow me?
Just like
I feel like, as long as you've been in racing and the things that you know, if you put a 31 on your car and I got a 29, I feel like you got the advantage. Because you've been in this game long enough to know this and not to know that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. In a 315, you think that's an advantage too.
What'd you say?
315 advantage too, huh?
I take a 315 advantage on the right track, yeah. And on some tracks, you're not going to even be able to get down the track with a 315, you know? If you got more motor than me,
and I got more tire than you, who you think gonna win?
The best tuner.
That means that'll be a good girls race.
Well, like I said, if we see you and we like what we see, then we gonna try you. If not, we ain't gonna ask you to take off nothing. We gonna
need another. I like a little motor with a lot of knife.
Well, okay. Well, you know.
I don't know, man, but we're going to see, man.
Mm. I know you want to win, especially when it comes to us, and I want to whoop you, so if I say...
I want to win when it comes to anybody, not just you.
If I think you got me outclassed, I'm going to sit with you. I can't try your head up, man. I just don't think I can get back.
Well, the biggest I have on is a 315. If you don't want to run them, you know, ain't nothing
right.
to do with
it. Right, I understand.
If I'm at the wrong track, then you know I got to run a 29W, and then you better get some action.
Yeah, and you know, I just know if you not to come to Outer Springs and fuck with you.
you know that.
I live. unless I got a point to prove to you or something, and slap me a 315 on there and show you that you ain't doing shit if I got a point on two. But you know I'm not going to come do it. But you know I'm not going to try to come do it in the same day. You know I'm going to be smart enough to come up there a couple times, three or four times, make me some shakes.
You
know that now.
Your
see, all these people that let pride get in their way, and they end up getting messed over. But when I come at you this year, I'm coming to tear your motherfucking head off when I do it.
You planning on going fast or you racing about? I'm going to test and tune the race at the same time.
Well, we, you know, you gonna one thing about you, you done told me, you're going to do the best thing for Bad Boy and you and the smartest thing, and I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do the best thing for us. It's going to be an exciting year if life lasts and death fast. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, everybody need to double their grudge races. You did two this year, you need to do four next year. You did 10, you need to do 20. That'd be my bring more action.
Well, Wynn, I want to ask you a question since you jumped on the show last year. Is it fair for me to say that a lot of people wouldn't grudge the Gangsta Boo?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was fair statement. Yeah.
I mean, would I be lying or over exaggerating, you think?
No, I think y'all, a lot of people didn't want to run y'all.
So we had to do the shootout. So do you think that's still bringing action to the fans and the racers? If you do a shootout, yes or no?
Yeah. I just don't think the shootout is a grudge race. It brings plenty of action, but I would consider it as a grudge race if everybody in the shootout put their own money up too, like they act. Everybody to do, instead of just running for the money they giving, everybody in the shootout put some of their own money up. Because, see, when you're running for somebody else's money, it's a lot different from running for your money. I don't care what nobody.
You know what, I do agree with that. Maybe we all can get together and do something like that.
Yeah, now that brings
maybe
action.
We all can get together and do something like that, though.
Yeah, I don't have no problem with it.
Maybe this year, but, man, I'm going to tell you, them 315 scared me a little bit. Especially up there at your track. Holly Springs, shit. They scared me.
What?
Now, I don't know what my brother going to say, but I know he ain't going to go against me. If I tell him to stand down, you can believe he ain't coming.
Right. Well, one thing about me, I'm just trying to grow, you know, where I go.
And I believe that. And you just trying to win, too. That's why you said you might put 31 whatever on you.
Yeah, it depends on how I feel that day.
You going to put Willie Pod on that too, ain't you?
Yeah, I might. I have something with me.
If you going to put 31 on that, you might well put you some Willie Pod on that, huh?
Yeah, it depends on how I feel. Like I said, it depends on how I feel. If I've been faster without Willie Pod with a smaller tie, so, you know, I'm just talking. I'm just really talking shit. I'm probably going to run the 315 or the 29. That's what I like, you know. But I might put some Willie balls on it. I might not.
Well, either way, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good, man. But I'm glad you called in and everything and talked. Anything else you want to speak on, Bad Boy?
No, that's
you got
all
anything
good.
You want to? You have anybody you want to address? Anything you want to send a shout out to? You have nothing else you want to say, Bab?
Nah, I'm good, Joe.
Okay, well, tell me this before you go on mute. Who was one of your old-time favorite grudge racers when you were coming up that you looked up to and thought they was a bad hush your mouth?
Probably going to be Bobby Cole.
Bobby was a bad boy. He was a fool, too, now, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a fool. Boy, that was one of the... Ooh, that man was crazy. Okay. Well, Wynn, man, hopefully I'll be seeing you soon, man. And just go on mute and jump in when you get ready, okay, Bobby?
All right, Joe.
Okay. Next call, lady.
That's actually it.
Who?
That's actually it. Whit was our last caller.
Hey, lady. We gonna hold my all the mics. Hold my all the mics up and just let them go ahead. Hold my all the mics up and let them just go ahead. Whatever they want to talk about. Anybody want to call anybody out for February tonight? Big Clark, if you're on, you can come in. On now, say anything you want to say about February 9th or whatever. Get Big Clark. You see Big Clark on there?
Just a second, let me see. Yes, he's on.
Get him on for me, lady, please.
What's up, Joe? What's happening, Joe?
Hey, what's up, big guy?
You got it. What's the word, man?
Oh, man, everything's chicken but the bone. That's chicken right on.
Yeah, man, you know, I know everybody's been here.
I got a message for you, Big Clark. Please, he's out there somewhere. He texted me. Hey, lady.
Okay, she got it.
Okay, good. Lady, I'm gonna instruct you, please, ma'am. I wanna leave all the mics open, but if these callers are not respectable enough to mute their phone, please don't hesitate to mute their mics. But if they don't have noise, leave their mics open. But if they have any noise, mute their mics.
Yeah, I hear you, Joe. Come on with it.
Okay, go ahead. CeCe just texted me and told me to tell Whit that if he got 28 on anything, he got the back down February 9th. Bad boy, Whit,
hey.
Get on the phone.
Hey, man, you know, I've been trying to.
We want it.
Y'all want it?
Yeah, we want the back tie. Where at?
Get him on, Big Clark. Still let it open up, CC Mike, Big Clark.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, we'll take the back tie.
Do you know the number, lady?
I don't.
Yeah, 251. 2008.
251-2008. Your mic is open.
What's going on?
Yo, what up?
What up? You got it? What's that?
Big Clark, you got it. Take it over from me, Big Clark.
All right.
What we got, Big Dad?
I'm on.
We got the back tie.
You put them motherfucking 28s on y'all.
No, I got some with 28.
Where'd you go put them on King Kong? We running King Kong. We locked in the King Kong, right?
Nah, I ain't gonna put them on King Kong.
Well, you got some with 28. You can still run up with that head up, too.
Nah, I thought you said we had the back tie shit.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I ain't gonna put them on King Kong. We got another little collar with the 28 on it, though.
We can run them head up.
Well, nah, you gonna run King Kong head up.
I know, we still have to do both of them. Fuck.
But nah, we'll really run you with King Kong head up. We'll take the back tie with the other little car.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, Whit, that damn CC ain't barred. None is. Man, CC got some in the races. CC got some in the races locked up. Man, hey, I'm telling you. That boy is ready for February 9th now. I'm telling you now.
One thing about it,
you
better be ready.
Hey, CC, you got DJ Grant, you got Butt Naked, you got Whit, Turbo Tim.
You got one more for you and me.
Let me tell you why we don't wink so hard. We said Alabama ain't got shit. They ain't got shit.
We're going to knock the fuck off.
Nah, I went to Alabama about 3 years in a row and couldn't get no action. So that was.
Well, you get away. 2013, you got all the motherfucking action you want, I promise you.
Hey,
damn.
Hey, that one thing about me, I'm always looking for trouble. We always looking for trouble.
You said what now?
I said, we always looking for some trouble.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There you go, both.
Well, there it is right there, Whit. There it is. I see I had to stand up on my Alabama board. Again, go ahead, Whit. Everybody else show you. Well, hey, CC, you're knocking two of them off.
I know. I got to, you know, like the big brother shit. You know how you fight in the backyard? You fight in the backyard, then you expand yourself, just going out and knock the other motherfuckers out. That's why I went Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
We're going to lock Butt Naked and DJ Grant them off, and then we're going to knock Wick off Tuesday.
Well, I hope y'all had that thing dial in by the time y'all get the food.
Man, that motherfucker been dial in. We ain't worried about you, Wick.
I think I already dial in, huh?
We ain't worried about you. I promise you, we ain't worried about you.
Oh,
we're going to fuck you all the way up.
And then
I'm going to tell you like this. You had that car down with the one we talking about, the back tire?
Yeah, I have it, y'all.
If I feel good, I promise you I'm going to fuck over you with that one.
Okay.
And I hold me to my word now what I told you.
I am. I ain't hard.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
This man got that he bad to the bone now. It's time he got all these razors locked in. Ain't cutting none off. Shit.
Yeah, he got to. One thing about it, you know, locking them in and finishing them, two different things.
We're gonna finish it.
You gotta finish the war.
Hey Joe.
Yes, sir.
What I had told you about a year ago, I said, Joe, it ain't going to be long. We're going to have this motherfucker together. It ain't going to be long.
Yeah, that's what you're
talking
about. Can
I say that, Joe?
Yeah.
And when you seen that motherfucker, what you said, that's 9 teeth there.
Yeah, I said, now I'm giving you your problem. Now, CC, let me tell you something, man. I don't know what me and Claude been telling you, but I'm going to be truthful with you. A lot of people think you're an imposter. Or you might be a joke. Because a lot of people have called me and said, hey, man, what's up? What's up with CC Neal? And I'm going to tell you what I told them. The real deal, bro. Well, I ain't never heard of him, bro. I said, hey, man, the real deal, bro.
I know him, bro.
You don't know. How you know him? We know about it. How the fuck you know him?
I mean, yeah, y'all, I know about it, but I know you. I know a lot of know about it, too.
Oh,
now
don't
want a bad boy. Hold on, what you
say? What you say, Wick? I know a bunch of nobody.
Yeah, no, we some nobody. But
yeah.
I don't think you know us, Wick.
I know you. We know it ain't nobody I don't know.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, what? Everybody got two goddamn weeks to find out, and I can't fucking wait. I'm telling you right now, man. Somebody going to have a story to tell, and somebody going to have some goddamn heads to rub. So,
you know what we told you, Big Club. You try to get me fucked up. I'm going to try to get you fucked up.
Yeah, we
already
got
Big Club. We
hold it up.
Hey,
you're going to get fucked up.
See, I can talk shit now because we almost there. I'm going to really talk shit when we get there.
Yeah.
It is.
I ain't going to do no talking when we get there.
Oh, no, not like that. I ain't going to do, you know, me, we won't get along, you know, but afterwards, I'm going to talk shit to you.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, CeCe, that's exactly what we told me now. He said I was trying to get him fucked up, but now I told Witt. Y'all called me and told me to get Witt on the phone.
Yeah?
Oh, they trying to get themselves fucked up.
Hey, Witt, but you already know I don't worry about getting fucked up, Witt, because, you know, one thing about it, I'll be back, and I'll be back soon. When I do, you know how I feel about anybody in my lane, huh?
Reason why I ain't worried about y'all CC.
Why that?
Because if y'all do get red on me, y'all ain't want to get back. Y'all ain't want to do nothing else. So y'all going to bang. Y'all ain't want
to. Hey, wait. I promise
y'all
you might be the same motherfuckers in the same caliber you are. Guess what? If you beat us, Wick, I promise you, we're going to come to Hollis Springs. We're going to go everywhere you go. I promise you that.
Y'all going to keep on racing me. That's all you
I promise you. We're going to keep on racing. But this time, we're going to stand on your level now. We're going to stand on your level this time. After this one.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
We ain't going to lose. We're going to stand on your level. We ain't going to sit on them 28 now. I'm letting you know that.
I'm tired of running prime time. I got to run them every... Prime time.
Prime time a bad boy, man. You can't take nothing from prime time. At the end of the day, no matter what, you can't take nothing from
him. Oh, yeah, he's a bad boy. He's just tired of running him.
He's the main motherfucker got people regrouping on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
People just be real about the shit, you know what I'm saying? He's the one got a lot of people regrouping a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But I tell you like this right here, Wick, you in some real motherfucking trouble, homie.
Yeah, I like trouble. I stayed in trouble at school.
That's a real trouble, homie.
I stayed in off.
Yeah.
Man, hey, Whippy, saying that shit just as calm.
Wow. All right, folks,
I'm
going to
put my hometown in Brooklyn.
If I go to
the
hotel,
she's
going to be
fine. I'm going to get old Leon. I heard what he
said. Hey, man, Leon want to beat your ass, man.
Hey, come on, man. I'm going to hide on him, man.
But won't you do what you say you're going to do? I'm a man of my word. I'm going to stick behind myself. Do what you say you're going to
do.
I'm going to beat you at your own hometown.
I am going to do what I say I'm going to do. Didn't I just say I'm going to hide on your ass?
Give me what you say you're going to give me, and I guarantee I'm going to come back and run
you. I am going to give you what I say I'm going to give you. Let's do that.
Hey, somebody got some bad background. Somebody got some bad background.
I told you that I had did about 15 codes that day.
My phone on mute.
You don't need nothing. I heard you got all fiberglass on that thing. You don't need that.
I ain't got no fiberglass. You want me to put something on there?
That's your car.
Oh, okay. I heard you got a big motor for your console, but I don't care.
I got the same thing I had last year.
Okay, well, that's the same thing I got. That old junk I still got.
Yeah, but I'm saying I can't get nobody nothing. I ain't that fast. I'm fast enough just to raise anybody head up that I think I can beat out. I don't think I can get nobody nothing. I ain't that damn fast.
Wait, don't be fooling folks now. Don't be doing that.
Nah, I ain't that fast, you know. I'm fast enough to, you know, do what I need to do, but not to get no back tie, no hit, no none of that.
What, y'all gonna have your back half out?
Huh?
Y'all gonna have your back half out and lean on you to have the bird?
Nah. We ain't moving that fast, Clyde. We're gonna get it out. We're gonna get it ready though, Clyde. You just get ready.
Oh, you know, I ain't worried about them. I just thought maybe y'all were coming to fat too.
We ain't none of the new cars ready. You know, we gonna have to bring where we ended the year with.
Hey Wick, did you say you had a convention ahead at Nitrous Car single, one state commission ahead of Nitrous Car?
Yeah.
On 29?
Yeah.
When you have that car ready? 28. When you have it ready?
I'm going to bring it with
you. You going to have it now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We ain't going to run that car. We're going to run you with King Kong.
I ain't talking about that.
You can get that car the back tie, though. We'll take the back tie with that car.
No, we got one sitting just like it, a Camaro, big heavy motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, we're running then.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to see. We're pushing it.
It's provisional head?
Yeah, provisional head.
Yeah, we're right.
All right.
Yeah, we start suspension on 28.
We ladder bar on 28.
That'd be fine. That'd be all right.
Oh, okay.
That'd be all right.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Larry, what's going on, Big Larry?
Hey, what's going on, Big Rob?
You got it, man. You got it.
Yeah, I wanted to come in and say hello to you, Rick, and Mississippi Joe, and everybody on the show, and I want to let y'all know that I come to get my support. I don't know, every time I call this show, it seems like I got a problem getting in. I've been trying to get in on this program now for about the last 3 weeks, and I had the same complication when I get ready to go on Jay Bond's program also, so I want y'all to know I got love for y'all, man, as far as the brotherhood of drag race is concerned, man, but I can't be doing this. I'm not going to keep trying to stress myself and try to get in here and say hello to everybody and try to show my fellowship of the brotherhood of the drag races and so forth and so on, and it's got to be a complication for me, you know, so I thought I would call in and just let y'all know, you know, man, that, you know, Larry's, it's still Larry, and whatever the case might be, I don't know how to... I've been on the show ever since 7:15 this afternoon. It's Chicago time, you know, and I just have a little complication with that, man. You know, it ain't no love loss or nothing, you know, because of the civil time. I got other things that I can't do, you know, but I want y'all to know. Huh?
Well, one thing, Larry, you know, I know Joe like for you to come on. You know, and I don't know what the problem is or did they miss you or whatever. Sometimes these boys do this, but I know Lady A, you know, probably just didn't see you because I know everybody loves to hear from you, Larry. So,
Big Rock, I understand what you said, Big Rock, but Big Rock, it's been about 3 weeks for me. It's been 3 weeks I've been trying to get in on this show, man, because I like coming on everybody's show, man.
Which show is it, Larry?
It's two shows I can't get in on. It's the Monday show and the Friday show. Sometimes the Wednesday show. You know, but I want to come in and I want to just say hi to y'all. If I don't do no more than that, I just want to come in and say hi to y'all, man, because I'm still here, bro. And I'm still kicking.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I can reach up and wave my hand, I'm going to say hi to y'all, man. You know, regardless, hook or crook, whatever the case is, you know. But one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to stress myself about nothing. All my stressing days is over with. You know, I want to wave my hand, man. I want to just wave my hand, man, because right now I'm not feeling too good about the situation. You know, a steel tongue make a wise head.
Well, you know, one thing about it, Larry, I will address that, you know, with Jay and Mr. Joe. I'm more than sure this is probably just a mistake, but, you know, I can understand how you feel. It can be frustrating when you want to get in and you can't, you know, because I know you always come on my show and you're on everybody's show, you know, come in and show your support. And I know people appreciate that, man. So, you know, we need more guys like that.
Yeah, but I want to support you, Big Clog. You know why I want to support you? I'm going to support you because of the simple fact that I got that. I don't have that physical love. I got that spiritual love for all of y'all, man. You know, and I don't mind sharing it, man, because, you know, I want to share it while I'm able to share it. There's going to come a time where somebody's going to be around to share it. Let me share mine while I can share it, man. Don't come running and bringing me nothing when I'm gone. Let me do what I can do now while I'm here. You know, I'm trying to enjoy myself, man, because I like what y'all are doing. You know, even though we know that we have people that's not going to enjoy it the same way that we enjoy it, you know, but I like what y'all are doing, man, and I want y'all to keep on doing it, man, and that's why I'm trying to fellowship with y'all, man. I'm glad to be a part of this, man.
Let me tell you something. You know, you and Leroy are a personal friend of mine, and let me explain this to you. I can guarantee you I address it with Joe, and Joe didn't, you know, I see he just texted me because he's gone and he wanted me to close the show out for him. But he said, you know, tell Larry that he apologized because he didn't know that. So, you know, it had to be a mistake somewhere. you know, and I will address it with Jay because, you know, hey, man, we all got a lot of love for y'all.
You know what? I've already addressed it with Jay. You know, I talked with Jay about it. I think it was Monday or something of that nature. You know, I had mentioned it to him also. You know, and I'm trying to check back on myself to see what was it that I had done. You know, and if it was something that I have done, it's something that I can't remember, so I can't be sorry for it. You know, because whatever I say, whatever I come out here and say, I keep it 100 with all y'all. If I don't care for something, I tell you I don't. If I don't care for a person, I don't have to tell them nothing because I don't be around them. I got love for all my brotherhood and Grudge Inc., man. And I got love for all the rest of the brothers, man, that I socialize with that's on the outside of Grudge Inc. And I'm going to try to keep it 100 with everybody.
Well, hey, that is appreciated. And your work do not go unnoticed, Larry. So, hey, man, keep doing what you're doing. We're going to, you know, whatever we got to do, we're going to make it right. Or better yet, you know, a lot of times if you can't get in, call me. You got my number. Call me and like you did. And I'll make sure your mic get open, bro. You know,
I just wanted to make sure I told you, Wick, all the people and stuff, you know, Leon, all the people that I care about that I'm familiar with. I want y'all to know, man, I'm fellowshipping with y'all, man. And that's the way it's going to be. You know, it ain't going to change. You know why it ain't going to change? It ain't going to change because when you got some shit that's real in your heart and in your mind, man, it don't change, man. It stays the same.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like I said, man, you know, keep doing what you're doing, Larry, because I'm going to tell you something, man. It means a lot to everybody that when people call in, and if nothing else, just to show their support. I mean, that's a big thing. It lets you know that what you're doing, I mean, it keep guys motivated to do what they're doing. So, you know, we definitely appreciate you, big guy.
Yeah, okay. All right, y'all. Y'all take care, man. And like I said, I just called in to let y'all know I brought my support along with me.
All right, but we appreciate it. We do appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, Leon.
What's up?
You always starting trouble, man.
Huh?
You always starting trouble. We gonna make
I ain't
sure
starting no trouble, man.
Hey,
you know, it's getting around that time, man.
Hey, we gonna make sure, goddamn it, that you get your ass towed up down here in Lima.
I ain't even worried about it, man. I ain't even worried about it.
We gonna make sure we might put a street car on you when you get out here.
I ain't worried about it. I know what makes my blood boil. That don't mean you gonna get something. That don't mean I'm gonna go for it. I pick and choose what I think I can get a hold to and win.
There it is. This damn Gannon keep ticking me, talking about open the mic. I don't see his ass on here.
Oh, my buddy up. I'm about to crack his head because he always tell me he's going to call me back. He don't even call me back. I'm thinking he's starting to not like me.
We got to find Lady Eight. Lady Eight. Hey, do you see Gannon out there in the way?
Just a second.
I'm glad you got Gadget on.
why are you glad, Whit? Why are you glad? Don't you push my butter too goddamn hard. My butter might go down on your head.
I just wanted to ask him a question, too. Who had the biggest title last time me and him ring? Uh-oh.
Oh, y'all ran with?
Yeah.
I didn't know y'all ran. Who came on top?
I beat Jazzy last.
Oh, man.
Hey, Whit. What's going on, everybody?
What up, Crook?
What's that?
What the hell Whit talking about, man?
He talking about when he beat your ass. That's what he talking about.
He beat me?
Hey, Jazzy.
But, hey, he ran me with King Kong. He probably running me with Junior.
I play games like this.
Well, hey, but wait, what Junior
at
now?
Uh-oh.
You want Junior?
Yeah, I run Jones.
Run Jones?
Yeah, I run Jones.
I run you with Jones.
What's up?
I ain't no problem with that.
I'm talking about Elena.
I like I said, I won't know it till about 12 o'clock.
Hey, Witt. You know, hey, I run Junior or Predator. Either one of them.
All right, we'll see when we get there. Like I said, I got to make sure my driver get off at 12 and work who's on.
All right.
Hey, Witt. He's going to
be driving all three of them cars,
huh? Hey, see how you talking about Gaddy won't go down on your ass. Hey, everybody that listen here, Gaddy done went down on Witt ass.
Well, he can hold that thought. If my driver get off at 12, he can get all that action in, Lena.
All right, that's no problem. I wait on you. Hey, Witt.
Yeah.
Hey, Witt. What you do for me with King Kong?
Same thing I did for you when I whooped your ass.
Come on, man. Come on now. give me the break. Give me the break. You can't better enough. Give me the break.
Hey.
Give me the break. You can't better enough.
You tell me this. Who got the break in 2012? What grade race you know somebody got the break?
Hey man, I'm trying to get it. But what's wrong with me trying to get it? Huh?
That's a dead end road. You know how sometimes you get to the end of that road and you can't go no farther?
All right, well you got two cars that I run, so you just let me know when you're ready. I'm ready when you're ready. You ain't waiting on me, I'm waiting on you.
Well, you okay? When we get over there, when we over there and I tell you I'm ready, we're going to do it.
All right.
We're
going to
lock
fine.
It in and we're going to do it.
That's fine.
Damn, Witt.
Hey, Witt. Then if I whoop your ass, I whoop your ass in the lena, you're going to say, oh,
yeah.
The track, get what? I'm going to give you a chance to get your money back the next day.
I'm going to let you know we painted Junior black and all that, so you won't be telling me this ain't that car and all that.
Hey,
it's
man.
It's the same car. It's the same car.
Okay. All right. One thing about me. I like my shit soft, not hard. I want you to know, you know how I like it.
You think Junior's soft?
Do what now?
You think Junior's soft?
Hey, man, on my turf, man, on my turf, yeah. I supposed to feel that way. I can whoop your ass.
Leon already told what he was talking.
Yeah, that's just like up in Hot Springs. You feel like you can't be beat. That's your turf, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you on my stomping ground. You on my stomping ground.
Yeah.
You think I'm
going to
let you come in my backyard? You think I'm going to let you come in my backyard and whip my ass? No.
I feel like that on your ground, too.
Okay, well act like it then.
I don't feel like you can whip me on your ground.
Okay, then. All right, well, get what? You got to wait until you come up here. I don't have to wait.
Hey, look.
Hey, wait. I'll wait with. Hey,
we two with,
okay?
All right, okay.
All right, we
two
with.
I'll
wait.
So, one thing about you know, if you see Kenny, you got your ass whooped.
Do what with?
One thing about it, you say, you know, you see little Kenny, put in, you can get ready.
Man, I'm not wearing my Ken, but okay then. I'm not wearing my Ken.
Hey, man. Hey, did both of y'all motherfuckers hear what Leon just said now? Leon talking like he trying to come out here and get on some ass, man.
Well, I ain't did nothing, man. I ain't no secret. I want to run with Rick there some a month ago, and I'm trying to make him stand to his word, and I'm going to stand to my word. If he's standing to his word, I'm going to stand to my word.
Listen to me, Leon. I lie a lot.
Hey, you know, you did that to me when you told me you was going to give me a shirt. You had me a shirt. You know I want to represent our shirt up here with the North. You never got me one. I came to your room and you never had one from me.
I'm sorry about the shirt. When I put that shootout on your ass, that truck gonna fly in my shoe. It's gonna fly in on your shoe.
Hey, you talk all that shit with. That's all I'm saying.
That's the only reason why you ain't got the shirt yet, because you hadn't ran me yet. When you was going to run me, you was going to
ride me. That's how I know you full of shit. You told me you was going to hook me up with a shirt. I said, we coming to your race, man.
I am. I thought you were bringing your car. I was going to pull the shoe, and that shirt going to hit you dead in the shit.
You don't care about it no more. It's all about racing, man. Either you
don't
race me, you ain't
going to
race me. We ain't
going to
talk about the
chair. As soon as me and you race, you're going to get the shirt, man. The
shirt's going to
fly in my shirt.
You have it. And, you see, if I tell you something, I'm going to do. Me and C-Love ran for 2 months down something like you. I ain't never lied to you. When I say I'm going to do something, I did.
Oh, yeah. No, I ain't denying that.
So it's all good. I don't need no shirt for you because I want you to work.
You didn't get your shirt that time because you were so far behind you couldn't catch the motherfucker.
Hey, man, you only with me once, man. In the other races, I was in somebody else, man, and we had problems. So you have to let that go. It's 2013. Down on your ass, I'm going to go. I ain't going to do what Gadget say. I told Gadget to put a big cab back on. I'm going to run your ass and beat your ass and then head it, because that seems like that's where you like to race.
Hey, you ain't Gadget's back cab, man.
Hey, it don't matter. You had enough time to do the same thing. You should do it.
No, I'm saying y'all, they say people won't run no cars out their class. I do it all the time.
Man, y'all got all those cars in your camp, man. I know out of your camp, you should have took one of them guns and put your back half car together for you won't even be making no excuse. As long as I knew Gadget always had a back half car. So what's the difference?
No, I ain't got no problem with that. I just said, I run all different kind of cars. It don't make me no difference.
Well, what we trying to get together right now, since this part started it all, I'm going to take that back car and lean him, and I'm going to blow your ass out and head it turn head up with your back car.
I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to give you the back car.
No, you going to give me the back car, man. You told me that.
Man,
you
bad,
man. I ain't even touching you. I ain't even trying to win your money to run with. I'm going to give you my hands. I'm
going to
give you head up.
Let me explain something to you. You don't even know nobody that I get a back car to.
Hey, you know what? I would have never burned this up if you wouldn't have never opened your mouth and said it. You know what I'm saying? So you open your mouth and I'm just trying to get it.
I had felt pretty good that day. You should have tipped it and locked it in.
I think you're using your driving for an excuse right now. So this is a motherfucker that's your ass and you ducking with that driving shit.
You would have had some free money. I was going to pay the lockup. I wouldn't have gave you the back tie. I was going to pay the lockup.
Hey, Big Clock, to a certain point, you choke. Watch when Mar come back. Watch when Mar get out. Watch how Mar going to race, man. Mar going to be racing to the end, to the tires fall off. It ain't
Mar going to get, hey, you can bet this here, though. Hey, you can bet that Mar's already out, too. Yeah. But look, you can bet this here. If Mar give you the back tie, Mar going to be betting his own money.
And Mar, you know what? Mar's going to run, man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Give you the back tie. If Mar give you the back tie, he gonna pay his own money.
Is Mar gonna drive again? He gonna drive again?
Yeah, he gonna drive. Yeah, he gonna drive both.
Yeah,
yeah.
With Cheat.
Yeah, he gonna drive.
Italian herb and garlic.
Somebody order some food, put your phone on the little one. Yeah, he decided he want to give you the back title, Leo. We gonna get he'll have to make that decision.
Hey, when you talk to him, tell him, say, hey man, can I get Leon the back tie? I bet he say yes.
All right. If he said yeah, we gonna give it to you.
God damn, Leon the back tie.
Hey,
Leon tried to do it.
I'm sure I'll go ask him.
Leon tried to do it, Whit.
Hey, Whit. Hey, Whit. You gonna get Leon the backpack? Get what? I ain't got no problem bagging up. I'm gonna bag up, okay?
Well, you know Marg already told you when you asked him the other day.
Oh, that's Marg. That's crazy, Marg. Yeah. Man, hey. Hey, whatever Marg tell me, got him. That's it, because I'm glad to see his ass get out.
He told you no. You think he gonna get Leon?
You know,
he might try Leon.
Yeah, he might.
He gonna say,
go get
you some, man.
Hey, when y'all throw that party, y'all make sure I know if I'm coming down or not. But I miss that old fat rapper.
He coming to the show,
Will? He had on period, T-boy. Every week,
he's gonna try to come to Hatterbury, I believe.
Okay.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
You talked to Bobby lately?
I talked to him about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay then. You doing all right?
Yeah, he doing real good.
Oh, okay. What about Ding Ding?
Yeah, he running around these girls, running around chasing these women.
Oh, man. Just like his daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Clark, got a question for you.
What's up, buddy?
How far is Lena from Jackson?
About 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Really don't take that long, but you're driving the speed limit on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's straight down 25.
Straight down 25. All right.
Yeah. Well, I got a man on with that trying to make sure you don't make no crazy mistake.
Who?
Your lawyer.
Oh, my buddy, Tyke.
Yeah.
What's going on, Wick? Leon, you going to keep asking for that damn back tie. Now, you know you keep begging for something, you get what you want, man.
Hey, man, yeah. I ain't worried about it.
It might not be with that damn Cotto. See, you just asked for a back tie.
You know what he said. Hey, man, I wasn't born yesterday, man.
Tell him that, man.
No, you asking for some shit. Now, when you get off with the back tie, you got this stuff because you asked for it, man. Remember that.
You can give me the back tie with King Cone, I'm going to take it, man. That's what he drawed on me with. I'm going to take it, man.
Okay, take your winter balls off. Take your damn winter balls off. Take your winter balls off and let's get down.
Uh-oh.
Hey, let's take my winter balls off. Mississippi going to go in the river. And I
don't
want to go in the river. We're not going to get so it ain't going in the river.
Leon, in order for you to get what you're asking for, we just told you what you got to do. So whenever you can tune that good without them damn winter bars, we're going to get dead on your ass and you got the back tie.
Hey, can I ask you something? Why are you in that Kool-Aid? That's me and Wick Day, man.
Get away.
It's my lawyer.
You ever seen a motherfucker put a pitcher of Kool-Aid in the refrigerator and one motherfucker drink it?
Yeah, Wick.
we don't know what's going to man.
Well, I sit back and I listen. Now, Leon, I'll tell you what we need. Take the winter bars off. You got the back out. Get down.
You
hey, man. Hey, listen, man. I've run with Willie Bob and I've run with a back half car, 3,400 pounds, man. I ain't going to tell you what to take off your car. You ain't
Leon,
that
you won't go across no damn scale saying you 3,400. Lock that right
in. Uh-oh.
Hold up. Hey, Clark.
Yeah.
Would you lock, hey, if I'm good for 500, would you lock that man in for 500 and I'm going to hit the truck scale and you're going to see what that 69 weighs?
I bring them scales to the track.
Man, you don't bring no scale. We don't go to a truck stop where a real scale is.
Hold up. You don't go to a truck stop to scale that motherfucker.
I got scales in the trailer.
Hold on, Wick.
Hey, he bogging up the tree. Why don't you give me the back tie? Why you bothering getting me in Wick talk? Why don't you give me the back tie?
He's trying to get it to you.
Exactly. Take them training wheels off.
No, see, you study talking up, you talking that yellow bus style, man. Nobody said nothing about taking nothing off, man. They ain't taking nothing off. No. You wait for your time, man.
You must not want the back tie in.
Exactly.
Hey, wait, don't be no follow. You ain't been wanting this long.
What's
that,
no follow?
It's 13, Wick. You a man.
Everybody, hey, if you don't follow your lawyer, you're going to be in trouble.
Oh, I ain't got no lawyer. I ain't got no lawyer. I'm in trouble. I watched the little Mustang cluck you upside your head, Wick. I sound like you had the hands full, so.
Who, you talking about CeCe Neal?
Yeah, they sound good. I want to see all that good racing, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm knocking them boys out. Them boys trying, they just catching up, man. They done caught up a little bit. And they still on the rope. I got them boys by a noose.
Yeah, that noose going to go right around your motherfucking neck.
I'm going to chop them boys right up.
That noose going to go right around your neck.
Leon.
Yeah.
You still want to lock that 500 in, man?
No,
yeah,
man, you give me the back tie, but you still trying to make me take part.
No, damn the back ties. You ain't even got to crank that motherfucker up. We'll sit it on them goddamn scales, man. I'm going to tell you, you'll learn why they call me the lawyer, man.
I'm saying, man. I ain't
going to
tell you,
shit. Messing with my homeboy, you know.
Hey, you said that's your homeboy. That's my homeboy, too. What you mean?
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm a little closer than you. I'm just going to try to hit your ass in the pocket. Snatch your pocket off.
Hey, what kind of car you got?
315 drag radio.
Huh?
315 drag radio.
King.
I'll see you on February tonight.
Okay, let's lock something in.
I ain't got to ask. That really was a dumb question to ask anyway.
You want to lock something in?
That was a dumb question for me to ask. I ain't going to ask that. I'll see that when I get there. Tell the story there.
Leon, real quick.
Hey, one thing about it, Leon, everybody coming for the show, the disappearing act.
Hey, it's a lot I'm coming just to look.
Now they come to see the disappearing act. Yeah. Well, you need to get your driver there. And see how,
yeah,
see how you can. Hey, it's going to be like magic. Now you see us, now you don't.
Yeah. Well, it looked like we ain't going to see him because you worried about it getting there. I thought, shit, for the right kind of money, your driver be there.
Oh, yeah. Money, you're right about that now. But, see, when you've been on a job 30 or 40 years now, you can't sometimes seniority kind of overrule the money. So, you know, he got to be there. If he ain't have to be there, he'd been gone.
I like it's all good, though. It's all good.
Yeah, he going to be trying to leave there at 12 now. And in that vet, he's going to be trying to get there.
Hey, with everybody, this show, I think it's got about another 5-6 minutes, so I guess y'all want to start as long, let's get a final comment. Let's do that. Late A. Late A, you want to sleep on me? Late A. All right, we'll go ahead and start, Well, go ahead, Leon. Give me a final comment.
Okay. Can you hear me, Clyde?
Yeah, I hear you.
I just want to say I had a good time on the show tonight. All I can tell you guys, I'll see y'all February tonight. Stop, boy.
All right, we appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah.
Sleeping. sleeping.
Good show, Clark, man. I ain't get a chance to say much to you tonight, man. It was hard getting on your show, but good hearing your voice, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you and Lena, man.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Hey, Sleepy, give me a call.
All right, Leon.
Kevin.
Hey, Clark.
What's up, buddy?
G-Shot.
What's up, G-Shot?
G-Shot, what's happening, G?
Ooh, man.
Yeah, hey, G-Shot, if you will, give me a final comment, brother.
Ah, man, I just really listen to the show. Really don't got no comments, man. Other than, you know, grudge racing.
Is it safe to say you ready for February 9th?
Yes.
There it is.
Only thing that might not be ready is my pocket might not be as full as I wanted it to be, but we going to be in the house. So.
There it is, G-Shot. There it is. Appreciate you, bud. Hey, Kevin. Your mic is open, Kevin. Okay, Kevin, what for you? Let you sleep. Go ahead, Whit.
Oh, yeah, final comment. Good show. Joe and Jay Bunn, y'all need to get that shit right for Larry. But down on y'all ass, I'm going to go.
There you go, Whit. There you go. Let's see who the next caller here with. Caller 313-7935. Give me your final comment.
I'm at work, y'all. I'm just sitting back listening. Y'all had a good show, though. I'm at work. I'm going back on mute.
All right, bro. 870-0273.
870-0273.
Give me your final comment.
Hey, Claude, this is Arkansas, man. I ain't really got no comments. You had a good show. Arkansas. I appreciate it.
Y'all going to be there later on the night, Arkansas?
Oh,
yes, for sure.
Hey, Big Clark.
Hey.
D&D Racing out of Arkansas will be there.
Yeah.
We ain't big. Hey, we ain't going to be big. We ain't going to be bad, but we'll still be racing.
There you go, brother. We're looking forward to seeing y'all, fellas. Y'all come on out.
All right. All right.
Kid.
Yo, Big Clark. Yeah, it was a nice show, man. But I think they did try to hit Larry, but I'll call him later on and let him know.
Okay, yeah, man. You know, I hate that with Larry. Feel like that because, you know, Larry is a strong supporter of our show, man. And
right.
And you know, we need guys like that, man. So you don't want him. We don't want him to feel like he's being left unnoticed. So
right. I don't want him to feel like he's being slighted. But I call him. I'll probably call him in the morning and let him know.
Okay.
I'm pretty, I'm pretty sure Lady A did try to hit him, but I think he was off or something.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and lay it down, man. I got to see these folks in the morning.
All right, kid. Take care, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. I think that's pretty much all the callers that had the hand up. The gadget fell off. So I came on in here, man, but I've been listening, and Joe had a good show tonight. So, you know, you still got these shows coming up and plenty of lock-ins still to come. So, you know, keep it racing, everybody. All right, you got
hey,
anybody else want to add to that?
Hey, come on, stop starting shit, man.
hey, Leon, you know, that's what we do, dog. Chi-Town Titan, are you Chelsea type tonight? Which type you here tonight?
Man, TNT, man, TNT.
TNT, y'all heard it.
Hey, Wick, I got a text talking about Leon will take the back tire.
I tell you, Wick done dropped already.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Well, my final comment is we got a lot of races locked in. How about let's pray for good weather?
There you go.
Pray for good weather.
Been doing that every day, man. So. Oh yeah.
Big sight. New paint.
Go go. Big yeah. All eyes on me.
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me.
Y'all hear Mississippi Joseph, all eyes on him. All right. You see everybody back here next Friday, bro.
Big sight. New paint.
Go, go, big yeah.
Go, go.
All eyes on me.
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me.